Right now, we need you to do two things. That's know your role. Four 4:30 a.m. The Rock gets up, rolls out of bed in his home in Florida. The Rock gets a little caffeine. He goes right to the gym, starts clanging and banging like a madman. Clanging and banging in the gym, just like you, Rusev. But the only difference is The Rock doesn't pull his shorts up to his nipples. Well, you're running around here making everybody look at your Moscow moose knuckle. Then The Rock was done clanging and banging. Then The Rock got on a jet and he flew. The Rock flew to one place, and that place was the Big Apple. And then The Rock flew to the Big Apple. His jet landed. The Rock's jet landed in Queens. Then The Rock took a cab to Manhattan. And The Rock went to visit Lana's favorite place in the city, the Meatpacking District. Then The Rock didn't wait for a ferry. No, 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 no. The Rock don't wait for no ferry. The Rock jumped in the water and he swam to Staten Island. Then The Rock jumped on the 4 train and headed right to the Bronx so The Rock could get out. The Rock went to the Bronx so he could get out and show respect to the captain and say, Derek Jeter! And then after he said Derek Jeter, The Rock had one last borough to go to. The Rock crossed a certain iconic bridge. Then The Rock went down Atlantic Avenue. And then The Rock drove right up to the Barclays Center. Then The Rock walked through those doors, walked down that ramp, got in the middle of this ring, the People's Ring, in front of the millions of The Rock's fans, so The Rock can proudly say, finally, The Rock has come back to Brooklyn!
Electrifying!
Who do you think you are? Coming in here and interrupting the great Rusev. You need to shut up.
And you need to stop dressing like a Soviet streetwalker.
Listen, you American piece of garbage. This is your last warning. Leave now, or I will crush you. Leave now, or you're gonna crush the rock. Is that what you think you're gonna do? You're gonna crush the rock. So of all the things you can say, you go one-on-one with the great one, and that's what you say. First of all, I gotta tell you something. Come this close, your breath is smelling like Chewbacca's hairy beanbag. And you, I gotta tell you something. Live, in person, you're beautiful. I know, right? I mean, you are gorgeous. You're stunning. Lana, in person, you are, as we say here in America, smoking. But it's too bad you're walking around here like somebody shoved a Smirnoff bottle up your Putin. So now back to you, Chewie. Is that what you think? You think you're just going to crush the rock? It doesn't matter what you think. It doesn't matter. Let the rock tell you something right now. Listen, let the rock tell you something right now. There's a fact. There's a reason why nobody's been able to beat you. There's a reason why the rock knows you're bigger, you're stronger, you're more dangerous than practically everybody back there. That's a fact. But here's another fact. And this is what the rock is going to tell you. As a matter of fact, we are going to tell you another fact. That fact is this, and no one else back there has been able to tell you this, but the rock will tell you this. You see, you come out here, you run down our country. It's a country we love. It's a country we're proud of. You come down. When you come out here, we don't boo you because you support Russia. No. We boo you because you're both a couple of world-class international a-holes.
Putin once said, the comrade wolf knows whom to eat. And right now, Rusev is hungry.
And just like the great Jay-Z once said, allow me to reintroduce myself. I am the jabroni beating, pie eating, trail blazing, eyebrow raising, talking is done, you're out of your class, no sleep till Brooklyn, the rock whips your ass.
Whoa, and here's the rock. I'm running out of motion, guys. Can you believe this?
A Bravo Bull laying the SmackDown.
Rusev, look at his legs. He's wobbling.
Oh, and Rusev.
It is with the utmost pride and sincerity that I present this recording as a living testament and recollection of history in the making during our generation.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Ho, H to the O-V. I used to move snowflakes by the O-Z. I guess even back then you can call me CEO of the R-O-C. Ho, fresh out the frying pan into the fire. I be the music biz number one supplier. Flyer than a piece of paper bearing my name. Got the hottest chick in the game wearing my chain. That's right, ho, ho. Not D-O-C, but similar to them letters. No one could do it better. I check cheddar like a food inspector. My homie Strick told me, dude, finish your breakfast. So that's what I'ma do, take you back to the dude with the Lexus. Fast forward the jewels and the necklace. Let me tell you dudes what I do to protect us. Shoot at you actors like movie directors.
The opinions you love, the history you crave. This is Rant EM Radio.
We'll be right back. recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment.
The Shining Wizards Network proudly presents the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast with your hosts, the Impact Playa, Phil Rea, and Dave Mega Powers.
Gentlemen, boys and girls, and assorted lowlifes, your new recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting. From the current to the way back, we are the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. As always, I am your gracious host, the Blue Collar Scholar, the Impact Player, Mr. Phil Rea, and Mega Powers is taking the night off, and he handpicked my special guest host. So, ladies and gentlemen, joining me from the rant, Black Hammer himself, Mr. Tony C. How are you, Tony?
What's up, Big Phil?
What's going on, baby? You all right?
Yeah, man. Taking it easy. How about yourself?
I like the fact that you're not using that phone no more. Sometimes you sound like you're in a wind tunnel, man. By the way, we are on Rant. We are live. RantEntertainmentMedia.com is the spot. We are a Shining Wizards Network production. I guess the chat room's saying that we're low. Hold on a second here. Let me try to turn this up. I don't know how much I can turn it up, though. Let me see. Maybe that's a little better. I keep messing with the, like, I think I'm like an audio technician. Every day I'm trying to mess with the settings. I just should leave them alone, you know? I mean, I only use things like twice a week, so I'm sorry about that.
They shut that payphone down I was using outside of Tiss's bar.
Oh, so they shut your flip phone down? You running numbers over there?
I was using the one outside of Tootsie's bar.
Tootsie's bar. I love it.
Spot.
All right, so as you can tell, Mega Power's taking the night off. He's doing something Asian. Some kind of film festival. Whatever the hell he's doing. It doesn't matter. Dave's taking the night off. Tony C sitting in with me. Not much of a format tonight. We're going to do like a regular first half, do a couple news items. We had a lot of good questions on the Facebook page this week, so I'm really stoked about that. And Tony, see you get his input. And then we're going to come back, open the phone lines, and if you animals want to call in, you can call in. Let's see. I see a couple people in the chat room here. Let me get my soundboard up, my ghetto soundboard. All right. I saw Scott in there.
Scott!
That's right. Scotty's in the building.
Scott.
Yeah, Scott's in there. Let me just take the checks off this. What I mean by ghetto soundboard, I mean like I'm using iTunes connected to another laptop. That's what I'm pretty much.
So you got a Jimmy rig over there.
I have to because I don't have like, you know, I mean, I'm halfway there. I have a nice mixer, good microphones, stuff like that, you know. My boy Matt's in the chat room.
Dead or alive, you are coming with me.
That's right. And those are the only two who get. Anyway. All right, so before we get into anything, Tony, I want to just mention something real brief. You know our boys, the Shining Wizards, they're doing a huge fundraiser for it's Breast Cancer Month. If you guys are in the chat room, you can tell that our font is in pink. AA doing it up for the rant. And the Shining Wizards doing the same thing. Go to shiningwizards.com/kickcancer. It's a really cool kick-ass kick cancer t-shirt. They go up to the 5X for the Bigums. take care of that nonsense. I'm getting mine tomorrow so I can kick cancer right in its teeth. Our buddy Matt in Canada, he's got the Crohn's disease going on. Go to his page because medical care sucks in Canada. GoFundMe.com/UC disease. help out Matt, throw him some beans. Pastor Sadell's in the room. Mr. X is in the room. Tank's in the room. Cash Cow. Everybody, this is
Tank. We're
loaded tonight, Tony. See, it feels like a rant night.
Okay.
So what's going?
All right.
So let's now you know how we normally do it. Same thing, same way you guys do it. Except Dave doesn't like to get into like the personal. He's like, this ain't a personal show. Let's get into some with wrestling business. But so how you been, man? You been all right? Everything's doing all right up in that band in Central Florida,
man. Yeah, man, everything's okay. Trying to stay dry, of course, but we got this fall weather
now,
coming in here. So
you're in the central region. You guys get like the blunt end of the north and the south rain when the seasons change, right?
Yeah.
It's crazy. I know my mom's in-laws. They're up north by Jacksonville,
and it's still okay on 95.
Yeah, 95. Yeah, like St. Augustine area.
Yeah,
They get like all the seasons almost. I mean, it'll go down to 40 degrees up there.
Oh yeah, because you know they're closer to the Tallahassee, Georgia area there. But you know our winters are real warm down in December. Winter short, so
good for you. I'm not a big summer guy because I've been a big kid my whole life, so I sweat like an animal. But anything like above 70 degrees bothers me. It used to be 55 degrees, but I lost some weight in the last couple of years. So, anything like I like that 70 degree, like that spring breeze. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, all right.
Keep you cool, nice and cool.
Yeah, nice and crisp. I like the word crisp.
Crisp.
When the windows are open, you can hang your laundry outside, old school style. You know how we do.
Old school. Hang it up.
Yeah, my mom,
on the line.
I used to live in a, when I was growing up, I lived in a 6-family apartment complex, and I lived on the 3rd floor my whole life. So my mom would pay one of the local kids on the block, because she didn't want me to climb into poles. She would have some kid climb the telephone pole. We had a telephone pole directly across from the window in the kitchen, and she put one of them clotheslines out there, and she would hang all laundry outside up until like the winter.
I want to ask, you being, from up north in the New York area, does it really look like Queens Boulevard, does it really look like how it is on Coming to America?
It looks exactly like that, except the McDowell's, except the McDowell's is a Wendy's. And across the street from there is the old Elks Lodge where ECW used to run their shows when they came to New York.
Okay, got it.
So, like, it's like, yeah, man, it's, I grew up maybe, I don't know, like 2-3 miles from there. But on the other, on the other side, on the Brooklyn-Queens border. But, yeah, it looks exactly the same. We used to call it the Boulevard of Death when I was on the ambulance because there was no signs in between the traffic lights. Now, Queens Boulevard goes from the end of one part of Queens all the way to Manhattan. Like, that's how big Queens Boulevard is.
Man, that's a long strip of road.
Exactly. It goes like 17 neighborhoods. Nah, Farmers Boulevard is in South Queens Pass. That's where LL's from. But, yeah, let my soul glow, Matt. Thank you. Let your soul glow. I gotta make that sound clip. That's awesome. But anyway, getting back to Queens Boulevard.
Also silky smooth.
Yep, getting back to Queens Boulevard. We used to call it the Boulevard of Death because people would just walk when there's oncoming traffic. It's like 6-7 lanes. People walking in traffic. There were no signs in the 90s and early 2000s that let you know that, there's pedestrians walking and, we need to be careful. So I'd be flying down Queens Boulevard, lights and sirens. Dude just walk in the middle of the street. So I grab my CB, my intercom there, and I'd scream like Boulevard of Death over the loudspeaker. And I'd scare one lady, she dropped her shopping cart in the whole 9 yards.
Oh man. Yeah. So they were walking across the street like they had like rubber bumpers or something.
Getting killed, dude, left and right. Finally, I wanna say right before 9/11. Right before Bloomberg got into office, Giuliani put the friggin' signs up where it says, pedestrians walking here, please be careful, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? Like every like quarter mile, you'd have these signs up because people were just getting killed left and right. And then, of course, there's one part of the neighborhood called Sunnyside, and it's all like drunken Irish people and Central American people. And what they do is those bars, they have the Irish bars, and then they would have, like, these Spanish restaurants that become clubs, like social clubs at night. And these people would get tanked, and they would walk in the middle of the street and get plowed by cars, like, with no regard. So you're like, you know, it was crazy. People were dying, like, left and right. Left and right.
I can imagine. So, and not just walking across the road.
You know what? You've been in Lauderdale, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you know Federal Highway?
Yeah.
Okay, it's like Federal Highway, only except it's a little wider. Like, so you know how busy Federal Highway is, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that it's wider and it's a lot busier. Picture that.
Come on, man. Tony, and they're just walking.
Tank's in the room. He could tell you. Kid Human grew up in Queens. He could tell you. They know all about.
And they're just walking.
They know all about the Boulevard of Death, kid. It's that kind of party.
That's crazy.
Yeah, man. So yeah, but that's a very good movie if you're a Queens person. Or you're a New Yorker, period. A lot of stuff got filmed around my way. That got filmed over there. If you saw the Jerky Boys movie,
yeah.
That got filmed like blocks from where I grew up. Literally blocks.
Okay.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, we got some good stuff. Beach Street. Remember that hip-hop movie Beach Street from the 80s?
Yeah, Beach Street.
Okay.
What about Paid in Full?
Paid in Full, the other side. I think it was South Queens.
Other side. Okay.
But in Beach Street, the last scene where the main dude, the guy Spit, who's getting chased on the railroad tracks, that train was the train I used to take when I was a kid to go to, you know, to go to, like, the city or whatever. Because where I lived, I'm only, like, a 12 to 18-minute train ride from Manhattan, from where I used to live, where I grew up. So, 139 in Lenox, that's Harlem, man. It's wrong. It's too far. It's way up there.
Are they getting them mixed up now?
Yeah, man. Harlem is, it's all white people up there now, man. Since Bill Clinton got up there 20 years ago. All white people open up businesses up there. It's all trendy and hipsters and shit, you know?
No brothers in Harlem.
No, well, yeah, they think the hardcore brothers on the other side of 8th Avenue, but, like, now it's, like, all trendy and it's crazy. Like, it's
upscale a little
upscale,
bit.
Upscale, you are not lying, man. You are not lying. So, that's pretty much, I mean, you know, I like, it's cool when you see stuff on TV that you live near or they grew up near. Like, I'm sure they have a lot of stuff, you know, especially in your area. A lot of football players played in, like, Tallahassee and, like, the Swamp.
Oh, yeah.
The Swamp.
That's
Yeah, like, I know, yeah, like, all those guys. Yeah, what's his face? The big doofy dude from Tampa Bay. He just went down to the
Which
Hall
one? Warren Sapp?
Yeah, Sapp.
Yeah, Sapp is from...
he's from the other side, right?
Little City. Yeah, Pop. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's not too far from you, right?
Oh, no, it's about maybe 5 minutes.
Yeah, man.
If that, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, it's nice when you see now they're doing the old now hip-hop. Papoose is good. I like Papoose. We can get into some hip hop a little while. I want to just, you know, get into. We're gonna freestyle it this week because, you know, Mega Power's taking the night off, so we don't have a topic. We can just go anywhere we want to go, you know.
And don't think because Mega Power's ain't here, we're not gonna get some degenerate talk because we still hate the Brits. Yes, screw the Brits and the Queen.
Oh boy! All right.
Shout out to Mega Power.
Shout out to White Lightning.
Yes, sir.
All right, Black All Hammer. Let's get into some news.
Yes, sir.
Let's get into some news. I'm sure you got into this last night with AA, but we have to do it now because it's my show now.
Well, you know I don't mind, man.
I know you don't mind. That's why I really appreciate you coming on with us tonight.
Hey, no problem. My man.
Family, baby. Family's in the building.
Yes,
All
sir.
Right. All right, so Hulk Hogan, his son Nick, his phone got hacked. But more importantly, his iCloud account. That's why I don't use iCloud on my iPhone. His phone was hacked. Hogan became the first male celebrity to get his personal photo stolen by the ring of hackers that TMZ's been talking about. Dozens of photos were stolen from the 24-year-old's phone, including which some he poses with various girlfriends from over the years, in various states undressed in sexual positions. Hogan told TMZ.
Wow.
Yep, Hogan told TMZ that some of the photos included the leak are not his. Specifically, a photograph of his penis. Another photo of his mom in a thong, which my wife found amusing. The former reality star also warned hackers that several of the photos of his girlfriends were from his teenage years and taken while he was underage, thus should be considered child pornography. So the genius tells people this, and now that he's of age, has underage children on his phone, therefore he also had child pornography, you fucking idiot.
Dummy.
Exactly, you big dummy. That's another one I want to get.
Exactly.
Red Fox,
you
big dummy. Hogan's leak is a part of a fourth wave of stolen photos to be released since the end of August. It's believed that it's the work of the same group, like I mentioned, of hackers who released nude photos of Jennifer Lawrence, Kim Kardashian, Victoria Justice, and many other female celebrities. Now, I know Kate. The one picture I have, because I'm a big baseball guy, you know that. The one picture I have is of, I think her name is Kate Upton. She's dating Justin Verlander from the Tigers.
Yep.
And there's a picture of them two naked spooning in the bathroom. So they took us.
What?
I'll send it to you if you want to see it, but I got to do it on the phone. I do it on the internet. I'm going to do it on the phone or something. I'll think.
Exactly.
But yeah, man, it's pretty funny. My uncle sent it to me. My uncle, the dirty old man he is, sent it to me.
I want the Gary Earl Union one that's out. Dude. Her and D Wade got hacked.
Now she's are they married now? Her and D Wade?
I don't think so. Cause you know they had went through a little break, and he got another woman pregnant.
Now
so
he's got three kids now. He's got like two or three kids without her, right? Am I not?
He got two.
He's got two.
He got two with the wife, with the ex wife,
right?
And now this one would be the third.
Nice.
And it was during a break.
He's gonna have to work extra. So, he's gonna have to work extra hard this year.
Oh yeah. Oh, because you know his first wife is crazy. The ex-wife is crazy.
Oh, I meant on the court. Forget about the baby mama drama. I'm talking about he ain't got LeBron. He ain't got Ray Allen no more.
Yeah, you got to put in a little bit, lot more work. You
got to put in a lot more work. Pastor Sadell saying they're married. Thank you for clearing it up for me.
Oh, they did jump the broom.
I'm excited for, well, hockey starts, Tom. You're a hockey fan, but I'm really excited about basketball this year. Carmelo lost.
Everybody has a chance.
Yeah, well, Carmelo lost a bunch of weight. They're going to put him at the three, so I'm happy about that and see how they do with Phil Jackson and Derek Fisher. So, all right, let's get into some more news. Anybody who's in the indie scene knows Kenny Omega. Kenny Omega has been around for a minute. He's the guy, coulda, shoulda, would've. If you don't know who he is, look him up. He got signed by New Japan. At a press conference last week, Omega signed for the company full-time starting November 1st. Kenny is a longtime indie worker, like I mentioned, since 2001. He's been with the DDT promotion in Japan more recently and has worked a laundry list of promotions from all over the world. I think he's one of those guys that, you know, was looked at in the States, and he got a couple of tryouts when they still had the territories like OVW and stuff like that, but just didn't pan out for him.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's a big deal if you're a New Japan guy, if you're a Strong Style fan. Hopefully now with New Japan getting some more exposure in the States doing those pay-per-views the last couple of months since the summer, they're going to put Melo at the three, Pastor. But, yeah, but the thing is with Kenny Omega and New Japan, if they can, you know, do stuff with them in the States and get, like we mentioned last week, if they can get, like, American announcers, they're going to go they're gonna go far. Yeah, he is a Winnipeg boy. Kenny Omega is a good, good wrestler, man. So I'm hoping he does big things. Now, if you guys listen from Jump Street when I started the show, I played the Rock's clip from Brooklyn. Raw was in Brooklyn the other night. I thought the promo was outstanding. Whether it was scripted, I thought it was great. I thought it put Rusev over. The Rock looks amazing, as always. He made a Beastie Boys reference. He made a Jay reference. He made all the trains that I take. He made those references. I thought it was cool. But the funniest story out of Raw was U.S. Airlines losing Dolph Ziggler's IC belt.
Yeah. Like he's a regular old traveler, like a tourist like me or you.
Well, they have backup.
How do you lose a big old belt, man?
Well, you know what, too? I've had luggage lost. I've had somebody come to visit me from the West Coast. And she was bringing her kid and everything, and they were like, they lost like everything, man. She didn't get her luggage delivered to my house for like 2 days. I had to take it to like Target and to get her clothes because they lost everything. And it's the same company, so it's not far fetched.
So they lost it, but they found it like a couple days later.
Yeah, she was like 2 days into her trip, a friend of mine, and they paid for a taxi. And they delivered the. I was living in Queens. They delivered the luggage to my crib, and you know, that's how. But United's infamous for that, man. So United loses Ziggler.
Well, you know, I was just gonna say, you know, back in the day, people would scam the airlines big time.
Hell yeah! I remember as a kid, I had an uncle who worked for Pan Am. Remember Pan Am? And Pan Am, every year they used to have a Christmas party in one of their hangars, those plane hangars. And they would invite all the employees' families, and they would split the kids up by age, and they would have seven Santa Clauses lined up, and they would give you presents. But the baggage handles in the back were bootlegging all the luggage they were getting from the holiday. Who got a watch, you know, who got some hats, who got some shoes, some gaiters, you know, like a bunch of stuff. They were just bootlegging stuff in the back. They were selling all this crap, man.
I know, man. Somebody got me one time for my – I had a nice citizen watch about 3 years ago, and I knew I had it before I got on the plane. When I got off the plane, it was gone. I'm like, them rat bastards.
Man, I tell you what, I remember my mom, one of my mom's husbands, he worked for customs, and he was a big audio video geek. Like, he collected, like, you know, vinyl records and stuff like that, and like all these expensive turntables and shit. He got one time he got a Sony turntable from Japan, right? And the wiring there is different, so he had to get, like, you couldn't even, if I gave this to you tomorrow, you wouldn't be able to plug it into your wall. Because their plugs are different. He had to get like an adapter. This thing had like a robotic arm on it. That's crazy. I mean, that's a big. Back in the day before the security, you got a lot of stuff those dudes scammed a lot of people, man. They scammed.
I was talking about with the lost luggage scheme. Like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I lost my luggage.
Yeah, you lose your luggage, and then what they do is if it'll come up eventually, right? So they have a time period. If you don't claim it, obviously, because you think it's lost, you're not going back for it. They tell you, okay, Mr. Clark, it's lost. They don't have anything for you. 30 days later, somebody's got your watch. Somebody's got your wife's bag.
Like coming to America, they're walking down the road in your clothes.
What is that, velvet? Yeah, so.
Exactly.
Right, so it is, man. It's insane, but thank God they have obviously the E is not that stupid. They have backup titles for these guys if they're going to defend them.
Oh, cool.
So, and The Rock was also in Brooklyn. He was on Twitter saying that he was doing some business with Time Warner, so it just worked out that he stopped in there. And whether it was staged or not, I think it was a great thing. It Raw needed it because Raw's been sucking lately, you know.
Oh yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And Raw. Go ahead, man.
I wonder if when it comes to him, does he have to ask to be on the show, or he just pops up and say, hey, I'm coming. You know what I mean?
I can guarantee you that he looked at their schedule and said, hey, I'm going to be in Brooklyn tonight. You guys are doing Raw. I'm going to be in New York. And absolutely, with Big Show taking him off TV for the whole, you know.
The angle.
The empathy class.
Yeah.
They just made us do that. They made us do that at work. Even though I didn't deface
sensitivity training.
Yeah, I didn't deface anybody's flag or anything, but I had to be empathized.
AA don't get any ideas on this network. We don't do sensitivity training on this network.
Yeah, AA.
We discriminate against all races, creeds, colors.
That's right. Nobody's safe from us.
That's right.
But I can add, though,
especially the Brit.
I've been empathized, so he got to empathize me, man. All right, yeah, you know, even like the whole ethnicity, tongue in cheek stuff with The Rock and Rusev, that was cool. Telling him, you know, we don't pick on you because you're Russian. We pick on you because you're a bunch of assholes. And I thought that was pretty funny. And I think,
I think it
took away from them apologizing publicly. The WWE, I'm talking about, you know, to the Russian people about all they did was pull the flag down. I mean, come on, man. This is the PC world that we live in now. You know, the pussification of America, if you will.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, for me, you know, those 30-year angles with the Sheik and Volkov and Corporal Kirshner and Sergeant Slaughter spitting on the flag and Iraqi sympathizers.
You set it on fire.
Dude, that back in the day was like, that was the norm.
That was what, 92?
Dude, we were in war. My uncle was on his second tour.
Yeah.
Second tour in Iraq at that point, man. So NXT's in the building. Oh, all right. Nixon's in there. Miss Moxley from NASCAST. The room is hopping tonight, kids.
Packed.
I feel like a rock star tonight. More people than Mega Powers ain't here. I love it. All right. So, yeah, again, getting back to the Rock thing, I think, you know, of course, they laid the smack down on Rusev. And Rusev actually spoke the game of speaking part, which I thought was pretty cool.
He finally talked.
You know what? I don't have a problem with his character. I really, really don't. Just because of the whole old school feel it has to it, you know?
Yeah, Nikolai Volkov type. You know, heel from.
Yeah, man.
He's better than Vladimir Kozlov.
Oh, I heard what you guys doing with Kozlov last night with Rage. Dude, that was so funny. That poor kid, man. He's got to keep...
And Rage is like, Kozlov deserves better. What the hell do you mean?
They gave him a main event spot and he still shit the bed. I don't understand.
For like 3 or 4 months.
Yeah, man. I don't understand. He's calling...
And like Lee said, he beat Taker clean.
All right. We're not taking calls yet. So let Tony C and I get through the news, answer some Facebook questions, take a quick break, and then we'll take the call. So Rage, I know you're trying to call in. I will open up the Skype lines after we get into some more nonsense. All right.
Go back and go watch some Goldberg.
Go watch the best of Goldberg. All right. Bound for Glory. TNA is doing Bound for Glory this Sunday. Was that Tony?
I said that'll be a short watch though. You said to go watch the Best of Goldberg.
Best of Goldberg.
That'll be a short viewing.
You
said Bound for Glory.
Bound for Glory is this Sunday from the famed Kurikan Hall in Tokyo, Japan. It's going to be in conjunction with Muda's promotion, Wrestle One. The card is not that bad. If you look at the card from top to bottom, it looks like a fantastic card. Muda and Tajiri against James Storm and Sonata. Team 3D with Abyss versus Abyss and Tommy Dreamer. Samoa Joe versus Low Ki and Kaz Hayashi for the X Division title. Ethan Carter the Turd versus Ryota Hama.
That's a good one.
MVP versus Sakamoto. If you guys know who Sakamoto is, he was the handler of Tenzai for a minute. Manic versus Minoru Tanaka. Havoc versus Velvet Sky. I just saw her recently. She is fucking gorgeous, man. Velvet Sky is delicious. Andy Wu and Hio Del Pantera versus Kurashiro, Jiro, and Kodama. I don't know who Kodama is. He's probably one of the young boys, I guess. All right, so that's out of the way. Again, if you're a Strong Style fan, you know, get it on a download. Don't pay.
But still, the biggest show of the year, and Lashley's not on it. Your world champion. Really?
Yeah, man. I you know what? Look, the Hardys aren't on it either because Jeff is still – he can't leave the States, right? So he – what's up, Lee? Lee's in the chat room too.
Of course Jeff can't leave the States.
Yeah, man. It's lacking a little bit. No Bobby Roode, no Bobby Lashley. For me, I'm a Bobby Roode guy. I like Bobby Roode. No Eric Young. I mean, those are their top guys.
Just saying, you're champion?
Right. No, you're right. You're right. So, I mean, I don't know what they're doing, man. Maybe they add. Hopefully they'll add stuff to the card. I'm not sure. I know I'm not paying $60 for it on the HD feed. I'll just get it on the next day.
Of course not.
Yeah. So, all right, let's get into some more news. I don't want to beat on TNA too much. Former WWE, Former WWE superstar CM Punk was backstage at OVW's Saturday Night Special event in Louisville, Kentucky this past weekend. He went to go see his boy Cliff Compton. You guys know him better as Domino from SmackDown a couple years ago.
Deuce and Domino.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he's good friends with Cliff Compton. Apparently, he was there just to see some people and then back out. Apparently he told reporters he ain't talking to nobody. He was just being a little dick about it. I don't want to talk to nobody. You know, I just want to see my friends and I guess, you know, respect his privacy. But how do you respect somebody's privacy when you're when you were the top guy in your company and you walked away from your job? You know what I'm saying? I don't know if I can lay low. It's like Michael Jackson going to the fucking Grammy Awards when he was still alive and like, No, I'm just here to hang out. You're Michael Jackson.
Yeah, right.
You're Michael Jackson, man. So he left the arena with Cliff.
Give me some space.
Yeah, give me some space, Jermaine. Stop teasing. Tito, give me a ticket.
Shamon.
So, but you see what I'm saying? It's like, you know, I don't understand. I can't understand celebrities and these wrestlers. They act a fool, and I don't get it. But he left the arena with Cliff Compton and was not seen by fans. They dipped out the back door. And I don't know. I guess, again, it's just, I don't understand how you would do that, you know?
I'm tired. I'm so done with CM Punk.
Yeah. Yeah. I am too. It was just an interesting news tidbit. I know TNA. I heard TNA was trying to recruit him, which is a pretty. And you want to hear something even funnier? Here's the rumor. The rumor is they offered him Hulk Hogan money. Now, I'm saying to myself, if they offered you Hulk Hogan's money and schedule, wouldn't that be the same thing as Spike? Because wasn't Spike paying his salary when he was with...
Yeah.
And aren't they not going to be with Spike after this year? I don't know.
Yeah.
Not. I don't know, man. It's just not... Something's not kosher in the deli. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So, it is what it is.
Especially with them.
All right. Well... not much news items. I didn't want to beat a dead horse, and there's not much going on in the world right now. I mean, if you could, you know, if you could feel the frustration about wrestling fans all over the world, and it's just pissing and moaning on social media about the current product, then listen, man, we've been saying this for months on our network. We've been saying it with the Shining Wizards. We've been saying it everywhere we have a voice, that this is what it is. Deal with it, or don't watch it. Don't pay for nothing. Don't buy the network. Don't buy the old DVDs. Don't do anything. If you don't like it that bad, don't watch it. You know? I mean, good or bad, to me, it's still the best form of entertainment on television. You know what I'm saying? And I can go back to the old stuff. That's why I started a podcast. You know what I'm saying? For me, I don't know. I mean, how do you feel? I mean, you're not that hypocritical. I hear you guys on the rant a lot. Is it me, or is it the fans just crying over shit that they can't deal with? You know what I'm saying?
Control, exactly. You have to, you go in knowing what it's going to be, and you know, you watch it for what it is, Phil, and complaining, you know, it makes good, you know, conversation, but at the end of the day, I'm not going to let it affect, you know, my mood or whatever, because it's PG. You expect?
It is PG, and when I called into Will's show on Saturday night, you know, I told you guys, I was like, you know what? I said, the day the E went public with their stock is the day that it died.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, if you're looking for tits and ass, if you're looking for color, you know, guys getting juiced, you know, in the storyline, not on accident, it's not gonna happen. People ain't gonna get tossed off cages no more. You're not gonna see as many chair shots as you used to. You know, it's this party now. It's not that party anymore.
And people, very vanilla.
Yep. And people need to get over it, or watch what you have on the network, or pull out the old VHS like I do, break out the old break out the old DVDs. You know, watch some old Nitros and some old pay per views. You know. Before those got shitty too, and even shitty WCW is better than what's going on now.
Shout out to Firebreaker Chip.
Shout out to Oz. Shout out to Oz and Vinny Vegas and fucking
Diamond Stud.
Yeah, Diamond Stud. Evad Sullivan. Come on, don't get me started. Bunkhouse Buck.
Bunkhouse Buck. Me, Mike Enos.
Me. What did they call Mike Enos when Scott Hall showed up on Nitro that night? What was his name?
It's me, Mike Enos.
No, he was somebody else though. They called him something else. They didn't call him Mike. They called him something else.
Damn, I thought it was me, Mike.
No, that's his name. He was with the Destruction Crew. Him and Wayne Bloom, and they were the Beverly Brothers too. But I can't. They called him something else, dude. I forgot. Oh, guy, chat room, help me out. Yeah.
You don't let me pull up that episode of Nitro.
They called him something else, but anyway, that's you know how you doing, Nixon? I love that dude on NXT, man. That Enzo Amore guy, that guy's off the chain. He's like half the guys I used to hang out with back in the day. Anyway.
Oh yeah. Don't get me started on throwback WCW, man.
We can get into it after the break. I mean, it's going to be an open forum tonight.
Okay.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm just saying, because there's nothing really to talk about except for this. No, it's not hard work, Bobby Walker, Pasta.
I got some yard bird frying right now.
Oh,
y'all
do you?
Let me eat my yard bird.
Oh, yard bird. I haven't had yard bird in like a couple of months.
Come on, man. You got to have it at least once a month.
Dude, you know what? My wife's on this health kick, so she lost about 40. She lost like 40, 50 pounds. She does these marathons now. So, like, you know, we don't bring a lot of junk food in the house no more. You know what I'm saying? So, like, don't get me wrong. I still snack like an animal, but, like, it's, you know, we got to get some Yardbird, man. Because we're doing, like, the skinless chicken, grilling it, you know.
Oh, yeah, healthy eating.
Yeah, healthy eating. But, you know, big, the mall, thank you, Pastor. Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, if someone didn't find it, I was pulling it up on the network right now, the mall.
You know, Nixon just brought up a good point. Tony C has not gone to an NXT taping. You're like right there. Why are you not going?
No. It's way on the other side of town, man. It's like I stay on the west side of our, basically, quote unquote, Orlando.
Yep.
And Full Sail is on the east side.
All right. Liz Moxley, I will definitely make an appearance on NASCAST. I'm sorry to cut you off, Tony. I was just looking at the chat room. If you give me 10 minutes of Kyle Busch talk, that's my boy, number 18, I will definitely do that. But so you're on the west side, you said? You don't go there at all? Is that what
you said? The west side of Orlando is where I live, and Full Sail is on the east side.
So how far is that? Is it 7 hours?
It's about 45 minutes.
45 minutes? What are you, crazy?
Yeah, it's a hump.
Oh, you got to get on that one. You got to go to at least
one.
Oh,
I'm not saying it like, but, you know, I think, you know, I'm going to look into it. I definitely want to look into it just, you know, for the experience because, you know, I go to Raw when it comes.
They got some NXT. You have the network, right?
Yeah.
NXT has some really good stuff going on right now. I watched the last couple of shows leading up to their last free event, you know what I'm saying? Rage, I'm taking calls after the break. This dude keeps trying to call me. I don't know how. What part of after the break did y'all miss that, man?
That's a Sid Vicious fan for you, right?
Mr. X for Popeye's breast. Dude, I got Popeye's right down the block. I love Popeye's.
And I wish I lived that close to a Popeye.
If you come up for a visit, man, I will take you to all the hot spots, man. No doubt. But anyway, getting back to NXT, I've been hard into NXT about the last 2-3 months, man.
Uh-huh.
I'm telling you, it's a good product.
And I believe it's a good product.
And Nixon's show covers all of that, too. They do NXT cast. But, I mean, cheap plug. But, like, you see the contrast. It brings you back. It's got that Superstars feel to it. It's got that WCW Saturday Night feel to it, you know?
And nothing wrong with that.
No, nothing's wrong with that. All right, let's get into some Facebook questions, and then we'll take a quick break and come back, and we'll open the phone lines, and we can Tony C and I can abuse whoever calls in. No, I'm joking. We're not going to abuse you.
Exactly.
I'm just being silly.
Especially Brits.
No, the Brits can't call now. It's too late, but anyway.
I know.
Steve wants to know, Phil, is there any chance you'll be discussing the recent Steve Austin WWE WrestleMania 31 season rumors? I'm hearing he's not coming back. It was a rumor that he was in the gym working out, but that's not. That rumor's been squashed.
It has.
Yeah, I don't see him. What's he gonna do when he comes back? For what? I mean, what is he gonna do? I mean, it's got to be something delicious. It can't be just him coming back to what, sell seats. They're gonna sell seats regardless.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Yeah.
And AAA is doing the Lucha Underground series with on the El Rey Network. Will it be a success? I think it'll be okay. They got the guy from Survivor as the one of the producers of it. I know Conan's involved in it. There's a bunch of guys going on with it.
Conan.
Yeah, Conan's doing. Yeah, he's involved in that. So I'm hoping it succeeds. I'm a big Lucha guy. I was when I was a kid anyway. And I like the style, so, I mean, I hope, you know, like I said before, good or bad, wrestling on is good regardless. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it is what it is. Tank wants to know, yeah, Tank, you can call in, and Tony C is filling in. That was one of the questions. All right.
Yeah, we tried to keep it under wraps like The Rock last night.
Right, yeah, like, pretty much. let's see. Mark wants to know, he goes, Phil, what was your favorite wrestling surprise return? Tony C, you want to answer that first? And I have two of them, but you want to answer, what was your favorite wrestling surprise?
My favorite surprise return? I would have to say, I mean, when the Rock does it, man, because he did it back in what, 2002, that first time when Austin quit.
Yep.
And you know, that's when it was back where, you know, the internet had just, you know, popped. So you didn't know who it was.
Right.
But I think he's mastered.
Yep.
The surprise turn.
I have two, actually. Mine is Ric Flair in 91 when he came in with the Real World Championship.
Okay.
And nobody knew he was coming. You know,
yeah.
I mean, before Bobby Heenan was plugging it, we were like, what is he talking about? There's nobody coming here. We got a guy coming. He's a real world champion. Who the hell is he talking about? It can't be Flair. It can't. And I'm saying, I was telling my friend's father, we were in his house watching him when I was a kid. It can't be Flair. Sure as shit. Yeah. He showed up. And I was like, I was screaming in my friend's living room. You got to be kidding me. It's the Nate. So, yeah, that was my favorite. And Taz returning. I don't know if you followed ECW back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Remember when they broke the angle where they broke Taz's neck?
Taz's neck, yeah.
And then Taz came back. He was the shoot fighter, and he came in with the Steiners, and he beat up on Two Cold Scorpio and Benoit Malenko. So
yeah.
That was my...
Taz was a real badass.
Dude, you know what? I mentioned this before. I have like a connection with Taz. We went to the same high school. He's like 10 years older than me, but we went to the same high school. Same background. Born in Brooklyn, raised in Queens. Yeah. But I loved his gimmick. I loved his gimmick, man. That whole shoe fighting, suplexing. I was a big Taz Mark back in the day. Definitely.
I think when he came, when they did the whole invasion thing, or a little bit before that, when he fought like Triple H, and you know, he fought Triple H and he fought Kurt, right?
Yep. Yeah, he fought Kurt Angle's first match, the Rumble.
Yeah, he could have went over, man. They could have.
They dropped the ball with him.
Because, yeah, that's basically what I was saying. They dropped the ball in that situation right there.
Definitely.
There was nothing wrong with giving those guys the WWF title.
No.
They were part of the company.
No. I mean, it made him a hardcore champion, but at that point, the hardcore championship changed every 30 seconds, you know?
Exactly.
When they had to defend it everywhere, you know, you defend it in the bathroom, defend it in the locker room, defend it in the parking lot. It was stupid.
In the parking lot.
Yeah, exactly. Uptown Georgie wants to know, Phil, what's your opinion of the Wyatts breaking up? I think it's too soon. Yeah, there's reports that they're going to be breaking up the Wyatt family, and the Ascension from NXT are going to be like the new Wyatt guys. I don't know how true that is, but I know they're breaking up the Wyatt family. I do think it's too soon. I also think they should have been World Tag Team Champions before they broke them up.
Yep.
I thought they were a good team.
I agree.
Choppy, our buddy Choppy, new guy in the room. Choppy wants to know, Ziggler and Cesaro will be feuding. Do you think Cesaro will win the IC belt and make it relevant again? I don't think any belt in WWE will be relevant again. When Tony and I were younger, anybody over 30 were younger, the IC belt and the US belt meant you were number one contender to a major championship.
Yep.
Now, not so much. The belt can be...
You're in a separate like category.
Right. The belt can be relevant if you properly book the matches and book, you know, put them in a little more high profile angles, I think.
Yep. There's nothing wrong with main event people getting those titles.
Yeah, man. You give these mid card guys the rub, you give them a good story, and you know me, I need a good story, Tony. You know how I am with that stuff.
Oh yeah.
You know. But, yeah, so, I mean, can it make it relevant again? I mean, those guys are super talented, and they've both been U.S. and I know Cesaro's been U.S. champion. I don't know if Ziggler's been U.S. champion. Chat room's going to have to help me out with that. I'm not going to look it up right now. It really doesn't matter. But I know Ziggler.
I think he's been on U.S.
Yeah, Ziggler's is amazing. Cesaro's amazing. I mean, those guys are amazing guys. You know, they should, when they open up a pay-per-view, those guys, it reminds me, it has that WCW pay-per-view feel to it where they used to have the cruiserweights open up the cards, you know?
They can main event.
Why?
With one of those titles, man.
If you tell me a good story, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just watching a WCW pay-per-view. Which one was it? Great American Bash 97. They main evented the pay-per-view with the tag team titles.
Right.
What the hell?
I don't know, man. I just know that there are too many guys in the roster being wasted, but again, that's goes back to what we talked about a few minutes ago about them, you know, just not doing the right thing. So, Baza wants to know, Harley Race and Bruno have ever squared off, how would you call it? After doing some research, Baz, they fought three times, and Harley Race was interviewed in 2010, and there was never a decision. They always went to a draw or some kind of, you know, that, because Harley said he had too much respect for Bruno. So he actually fought three times. And how would I call it? I'd call it a draw. Harley Race is a bit more technical than Bruno, but Bruno was just an animal. I think,
yeah.
And both guys had the stamina. They could both wrestle for an hour. So, I mean, it's hard to say. You know what I'm saying? It's you could throw, yeah. So, I mean, I would do the same thing. I would probably draw it, you know? AJ wants to know, AJ Maggot from The Bloke Show. Phil, why do all your sports – why do all the sports teams you follow suck big time?
Well, basically, that's a jab at you. I'm going to leave that alone.
Well, I'm a Mets fan, and they've won two championships in my lifetime. Well, actually, not one in my lifetime. The other one they won before I was born, but – I got to see him win a championship. My basketball team hasn't won since 1970. And ironically, the guy who runs the team now was on that team in 1970.
Yeah.
Phil Jackson.
Yeah.
The Rangers have been successful. They just come up short. They've won four championships. I've seen them win one because there was a 54-year gap there. And, I mean, you know, what do you want me to tell you? I mean, my team suck. I'm a blue-collar guy, man. I like the underdog. I grew up.
You're not a bandwagoner. Nothing wrong with that.
No, you know, this is like, I feel kind of dirty because I'm a National League guy because I'm a Mets fan, but I'm really high on the Kansas City Royals, Tony. I feel like they got.
Yeah, because they play that traditional station-to-station style.
Dude, they got that Cinderella feel to them. I mean, no disrespect, because I've been to Baltimore this year for a family trip, and the Orioles fans are amazing. The stadium's great.
Oh, yeah.
And the Cardinals, it's baseball country there, and, you know, and the Giants, I mean, it's the Giants, you know. They're the reason why I have the Mets, because they went to California with the Dodgers. So, I mean, I have an allegiance to the National League, but I got to root for the Kansas City Royals, man. They got a good team this year.
Shout out to Baltimore.
Shout out to Baltimore. Shout out to Lee. I love Baltimore. Inner Harbor and Effect.
It was good. It's a good city.
It's a great city. Great.
I enjoy it.
Great sports town. Awesome people. I got some Yardbird when I was down there, too. Good Yardbird, too. I got some
Where'd you stay when you went?
I went some rickety fucking hotel outside of Baltimore.
Oh, man.
But, yo, I didn't care, though. It was really ghetto, but it was right next to... It was right next to all the hot spots.
Get it in.
Dude, I was like, the lady looked at me, she's like, y'all booked a room in here? My wife got it all, like, on one of those cheapy sites, you know, the rooms. And like, she looked at me, I'm like, listen, if the room has AC and room has a fridge, we're only going to be sleeping here. We got a lot to do. So we went like sightseeing and stuff like that. And they've never been. I've been down there. But we got some Yardbird, went into Inner Harbor, got some like, you know, really good seafood. But I mean, good seafood. So they got a great. And they were great. The Orioles have a great history, so it was great hanging out with those fans, talking to them. It was amazing, dude. I love it down there. I'm going back. I'm going back next summer, I think.
I stayed at the Hilton downtown, across from
Inner Harbor.
See the Oriole Park.
Yeah, that's where I was. That's where I spent my weekend. I just slept in some rickety hotel down the road.
Outside.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
outside,
man. Yep.
But it was nice, man. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, man. It's
better than I can say about a lot of spots.
Yeah, dude, my family were all about it, man. We were all about it. Let's see, I got some good fucking questions here, man. Oh, hold on. Chunky Larry wants to know, how hard did the Hulkster get when he heard about this? I guess he meaning about the Nick Hogan thing. He probably got harder than Chinese math, that dirty old man. Your boy Hulk Hogan. Listen, I gotta ask you, because you and Tank, my boy Chris, you guys are like a resident Hulkamaniac. So I gotta put you on blast for a second. I gotta ask you this. You know, Hogan, the last couple of years before the divorce, was on camera, like rubbing oil on his daughter's back and suntan lotion.
Now you sound like rage.
But no. But seriously, answer my question. Now with Nick Hogan having half naked pictures of his mom, like, do you think that's normal for a family? Like, I never took pictures of my sister.
I think they're a very sexual family, to say the least.
To say the least.
But, I mean, he As long as he hasn't been caught in any lewd, what's the other L word? Lewd, and it's another L word. Acts.
Yeah,
I mean, hey. Isn't he engaged right now to a young girl or married to a young girl?
Yeah, married to a young girl that looks like Linda.
Yeah, so, you know.
It's creepy.
He likes blonde, man.
It's creepy. I don't care about that, but I just, every picture I saw of him, like, even with the reality show, it was like.
Leave Hollywood alone. At least he pays his alimony and stuff. Oh, yeah. Some legends.
He ain't no deadbeat legend, I can tell you that.
Like Flair.
Yeah, well.
Sorry, Mega Power.
I know. All right. Our boy Ajax wants to know, Phil, with Roman Reigns and Harper splitting up. Oh, Rowan, I'm sorry. With Rowan and Harper splitting up, do you think the WWE might find another big man to that can move and wrestle like Rowan to leave? No, I think they're going to bring up the Ascension, probably. Harry, I know you're not a big fan of Harry, but Harry's our boy. Harry's got two questions. Tony, you can answer this one, actually. What are your opinions about Sting joining the Wolfpack? It never made sense to me.
It really didn't. They didn't know what to do with Sting at that point.
I don't think
Go ahead, Phil.
No, go ahead, man. Go ahead.
No, because you remember they brought in Brett at that time, too.
Right.
And they had Sting and Giant feuding over the tag team titles at the Great American Bash. So it was like, and Lee said it's been, they dropped the ball on that.
I don't think, and I told this to Lee too, and I told this to you guys, I don't think anything made sense after the initial split up of the original New World Order. It was one of those things.
After Starrcade. Right. I would even say after Starrcade in 97.
You know, 6 months would have been a fine run. And listen, they did it for ratings, they did it for the money, the revenue was amazing, the t-shirts, Hogan reinvented himself pretty much. But let's be honest, after 6 months, it just shit the bed. Totally shit the bed. I mean, it wasn't even watched. Wolfpack and Silver, LWO, MWO.
But then the crazy thing was they feuded with each other, black and white, red and black. Then come the new year, and they freaking put them together.
Yeah, they have nothing.
What the heck?
They have nothing.
I mean, they say they did it because they wanted Goldberg to eventually get to Hogan.
Yeah.
But you know what happened with that?
Yeah.
Well, freaking Goldberg.
That's why we can't have nice things in WCW.
Exactly, because he wants to smash his freaking hand in freaking window. Dummy. That's your big dummy?
Big dummy.
Yeah. But no, Harry, it didn't make any sense.
Yeah, man.
They had Wolfpack. Sting eventually went back to Crow Sting after that. So
yeah, the finger poke of doom. And I got another question with the whole Roman Harper thing. Listen, they're comparing Harper to Brody. I don't want to make that comparison. He's gifted. He moves. He's big as Brody. I don't know if he can, you know. Brody wasn't a good promo guy because he really didn't have to cut promos at that point in his career. But, you know, if they can do it, they can do it. I'm not, I have to see it, you know. I'm like the Missouri State, you have to show me. You know what I'm saying? That's what they say. So it says on the license plate, show me state, right?
So, yep.
So, again, I got to see it. I have to see it.
And, Phil, the finger poke of doom would have made sense if Goldberg didn't get hurt because they wanted it to have Goldberg run through all those people to get to Hogan at one point.
Right, right.
But when he got hurt,
you know,
exactly.
I just can't, for me, you know.
No, that was the Bret Hart one. I'm sorry. The finger poke. But he was supposed to do that too. He was supposed to do both those angles. We're supposed to lead to him.
Yeah, I don't have an issue. Unless you tell, again, it's they just dropped the story totally.
You know? Oh yeah,
you know, because people, and the same thing, you know, it happened too in WWE when Daniel Bryan got hurt, CM Punk left. You know, I mean, it's stuff like that has to happen because you've written stuff for guys that have been, you know, on TV for a while, now they're not there, so you know. All right,
that's the suckiest position to be in. Damn, we had this whole blueprint. And you had to go kill it.
Then you had the Vince Russo era with everything on a pole match. You know.
Yeah, that's true.
That's right.
God, so, let's not talk about that.
No,
Sting getting attacked by dogs.
Sting.
I had to do it. I haven't done it all show.
I want the Black Scorpion to come back and grab John Cena's leg when he runs into the ring.
So I don't know if you remember last year, but my son and I, we do. Well, it's going to be a new tradition. My son wanted to give Christmas presents to some wrestlers, and like I put him on the show, and he was six. Now he's seven. I put him on a microphone. And he would tell me he had a list. He wants to get Triple H a new haircut. He wanted to give Kamala a new foot because he lost his foot to diabetes. You know, stuff like that. So now I tell him, you know, he says to me, he goes, are we going to do the list this year? I'm like, yeah. He goes, can we give the Black Scorpion a present? I'm like, I was like, yeah, of course. Dude, because, you know, he watched all the old stuff with me.
Yeah.
Of course you can, man. You can give him anything you want. So maybe we'll give him John Cena's leg for Christmas.
Yeah. Get State Patrol.
State Patrol.
Hats, new State Trooper hats. State Patrol.
Special Forces.
Buddy Lee Parker and Craig Pittman.
Sergeant Craig Pitbull Pittman. I wonder what Ranger Ross is doing these days.
Yes, sir.
I wonder what Ranger Ross is doing these days.
Ranger Ross. I wonder what a lot of those, like, jobbers, Ben Carters are doing from WCW. Brad Armstrong. Jim Powers.
Do you remember the old wrestling magazines? Well, WWE.com does it now, like the Where Are They Now? But the magazine just do it all the time. You used to do it every month, which I thought was awesome, you know? So we got
to bring that back.
We got to bring that back. Yeah, man. Yeah. All right. Listen, Tony C, it's around that time. Let's take a quick break. We'll plug all our friends' nonsense. And then we'll come back and we will do, we'll open the Skype up and talk to everybody and say what's up and we'll do some wrestling talk. Are you down to hang out? You down to hang out for a while or what?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tony C is at the helm. We ought to take a quick break. We ought to Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast live on Rant EM Radio and we'll be right back.
The following is a paid announcement.
So, what do you want to do?
I don't know. What do you want to do?
You boys a bit bored? Snap into it! Snap into a Slim Jim! Tear to the spice! Make me just a taste! Hey, nice! Antique! Snap into it! Need a little excitement? Snap into a Slim Jim!
There are many ways that you can support the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Go to iTunes. Search out the Shining Wizards Network and Rant Entertainment Media. Leave a review and download all the other fine programming that's on those networks. We're on Stitcher, we're on Buzzsprout.com, AudioBoom.com, and GeekLifeRadio.com every Saturday evening. Got Facebook? Hit us up on Facebook.com/TurnbuckleThrowbacks and join our group. We're on Twitter, @TBuckleTBacks. Want to email the show? TurnbuckleThrowbacks1@gmail.com. We are the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. We're on Rant EM Radio. We're on the Shining Wizards Network. It's entertainment here.
Can I get one of those woo tickets?
Excuse me?
One of those woo tickets.
It's not woo, it's woo!
Woo!
Woo! Introducing Ric Flair's new woo! Scratch-off ticket for the North Carolina Educational Lottery with a top prize of $100,000. It's enough to make anyone say woo!
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 Yo, Big Phil here, reminding everybody when you're done with our show, head on over to the Shining Wizards Network. That's right, the mothership, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, for 9 fantastic shows. How about Apex Radio from our boy Stickman up in the north, bringing you the down low on everything in the Ottawa wrestling scene? How about 2.5 Wrestlers with Jay Silva, Pat Buck, and Kevin Matthews? Now with Brian Myers. You know him better as Kurt Hawkins. Now he has something to do.
How about the Midnight Jury with our pals Mike and Adam, transporting you back to the last old school generation as they debate in detail 80s and 90s pro wrestling, horror movies, and pop culture? How about Pro Wrestling 101 with the hardcore icon himself, Justin Credible? How about the only pro wrestling and heavy metal podcast, the Neckbreaker Podcast, with our boys Brian and John? How about Justin, the two Timmies, and Vince breaking it down with the Inconclusive Breakdown Podcast? How about our buddy Dave Destruction from Pro Wrestling Syndicate with Thursday Night Destruction? And of course, the Shining Wizards. So guys, what are you waiting for? ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. Entertainment here.
Minneapolis, St. Paul, listen up. This is Jesse the Body Ventura talking to you from the Chicago Lake Liquor Store across from Sears in Minneapolis. Where should you turkeys go to buy your beer? Chicago Lake Liquor Store. You can get the finest in domestic beer as well as imported beer. You can drink little bottles or drink it like the body does.
Chicago Lake Liquor is the number one beer store. They buy more, so you buy for less. Save even more on 3K Special. Number one, Chicago Lake Liquor.
Hey kids, you like the show? You like the shirts that we're wearing? Well, we're selling them. Go to prowrestlingtees.com/turnbuckle throwbacks. We have three awesome styles. We have the original logo with artwork by Dean Stahl. We have the NES cartridge parody logo shirt. And the British-inspired World of Wrestling Turnbuckle Throwbacks Shining Wizards Network shirt. It's the Turnbuckle Throwbacks t-shirt, man. What are you waiting for? Be the envy of all your friends at your next wrestling event. And, of course, the girls dig it. Chicks love a good throwback. I know. I'm living proof. Every girl crazy about it, shining as me. Hey, guys. As soon as you're done with our show, head on over to rantemradio.com. That's right, rantemradio.com for an awesome lineup of live programming starting every Tuesday night live at 8 p.m. with The Rant, starring Double A and Tony C. Every Wednesday night at 9 p.m., you have the Turnbuckle Throwbacks with myself and the Mega Powers. Every Saturday evening at 11 p.m., you get the Wrestling Call-In Show, hosted by Mr. Will I Am Morgan and Rage. Of course, you have the What Are You Reading comic book show every Sunday at 5 p.m. with Surfer and Jordan, with a guest appearance by the Lex Experience Podcast. It's the opinions you love, the history you crave. This, my friends, is Rant EM Radio.
Buddy, this is original Globe Girl Little Egypt, and you're listening to Turnbuckle Throwback Radio Podcast.
All right. Brought you back a little bit.
Great song there, Phil. Great song.
SmackDown is 15 years old. Can you believe that shit? I can't believe it's 15 years old.
Me either.
I can't. I cannot. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Turnbuckle Throwbacks live on The Rant. 718-878-6304. You want to Skype? Skype is Throwbacks and Awfulness, all one word, because I'm silly like that. And Phil is back. Tony C is with me at the helm. We're chilling it.
Riding shotgun.
Riding shotgun with
the impact player.
That's right. That is so right. This is good. Chat room is live and direct. Live and direct. And yeah, man, 15 years. Can you believe that shit, man? 15 years already.
Yeah, man. Seems like yesterday we were watching The Rock take on Triple H for the WWF title.
But my favorite backstage. Well, we had a lot of, you guys talked about SmackDown last night, and I sent Double A the link, but he didn't play it. I was Skyping him on the bus.
Which one?
My favorite backstage is it's New Year. Hold on a second. Let me take this call here. Hold on a second. So my favorite SmackDown is one of my favorite SmackDown moments is when this guy, The Rock's in the back with the coach, and he's like, "Oh, I listen to Mystical, I listen to Jay-Z, Destiny's Child. What do you listen to?" He goes, "I listen to, I listen to Barry Manilow." He goes, "What?" He goes, "Barry Manilow." He goes, "What?" He goes, "Sing a little Barry Manilow," and he makes him sing Coco. Oh, dude, that is the funniest shit ever. Yeah, man. The Skype name is Throwbacks and Awfulness. One word. 212, you're on the line. Good evening.
Thank you for calling the Firebreaker Chip Hotline.
Hello?
Yes, hello. How can I help you?
What's going on, Bay Papa? This is Uptown Georgie. What's happening?
Uptown Georgie.
What's good, Tony C? How's everything, baby?
What's going on, man? All right.
That's what's up, man.
Everything. How you feeling?
Everything's good up here, Uptown. Everything's real good. How's everything?
It's good down south.
What's down south, that's what I want to hear, man. That's what's good. Yo,
what's
Phil, I just wanted to chime in real quick. I was feeling that fantasy booking that you guys are doing last week, Fantasy Warfare. I was feeling that last week. That was real good shit you had on.
We're going to be doing a lot more of those. I think, like I mentioned last week, Dave and I have all these ideas, but it's, few and far between because we got so much stuff we want to cram into every week. So, it is what it is. But yeah, man, I appreciate that. It's nice to like mix stuff up a little bit and like rewrite the storylines or make new ones up. Dave totally made one up and I switched one up. You know what I'm saying? Like I redid the Montreal Screwjob. So for me, from my perspective,
That was some cool stuff, man. I wasn't doing that.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
I honestly thought Dave actually picked up a job at WWC from his booking. You know what I mean?
Well, listen, he speaks a little bit of Japanese. He speaks a little bit of Korean. If we can get some Spanish in him, we'll send this punk ass down to Puerto Rico.
Well, that's where he could put me in, and I could work for him. You know what I mean? And we'll get him through.
There you go. We'll do some throwbacks down at the in the PR, the Shining Star of the Caribbean.
There you go, guys. But, you guys are doing your thing, man. Let me let you go and keep up the good work, man. Good talking to you guys.
All right, Uptown Georgie. Good looking out.
All right, man. Keep up the good work, guys.
All right. Uptown Georgie. Rage. What's going on, Rage?
I'm just getting home. That's why I didn't, why I didn't hear you guys. So,
I'm fine. You got to explain yourself, man. You college boy.
I'm eating peanuts and watching hockey. Go Sharks.
Yeah, Sharks and Kings. You got Sharks and Kings and Flames and Canucks.
Fuck the Kings.
So, what's on your mind, player?
Well,
it's
not like that. I don't know if you're listening last night, but we got into this very heated debate about John Cena possibly putting over Dean Ambrose, which I find very laughable and highly ridiculous. But
he doesn't believe that Cena's may do it.
He's not gonna do it. He's just not.
I'm 60-40 on it still.
Why would you be 60-40 on it? Why would you give this any bit of a chance?
I believe deep down Cena knows what's good for business, man.
Does he really?
If he doesn't do it this time, if he doesn't do it for Ambrose, I don't think he's ever going to put anybody over.
I honestly
on the first go round.
I honestly on my end it's zero fucks given. I can care less. It's not even on my radar, man. I can care less. Hold on one second here. Yeah,
that's a good answer.
No, only because I don't care. It's not appealing to me anymore, man. It really isn't. I'm trying to follow it. I'm just waiting for Seth Rollins to cash in. That's what I want. I want him to cash in or attempt to cash in and just speed things up a little bit. Brock Lesnar not being on TV for 3 weeks and he's the fucking champion. That pisses me off even more.
That kind of does.
Hold on, Phil. Hold on, Phil.
Because after all, he is the WWE World Heavyweight Champion.
What's that?
He's off shooting three ninjas. You remember?
Don't justify this. Don't sit there and try and justify this.
No. I'm saying it's happened before.
Yeah, it did. It did happen before. Hold on a minute. Turnbuckle Throwbacks. Good evening.
This is Scotty calling in.
Oh no! Are you serious? Where are you?
I'm sorry, I gotta weigh in on this conversation here about this, the John Cena, Dean Ambrose thing. Scott! Nobody wants to watch fucking Cena wrestle twice in one night. It is best for business that he loses. Cena can fucking suck a monkey's dick.
Amen.
I don't want to see him in a steel cage match. Ambrose and Rollins will be much more of a throwback to the original type of Hell in a Cell match. They need to fucking make that match. If Cena's in it, I'm turning the pay-per-view off and canceling my network subscription.
There you go.
Scott, I feel you guys. And that's why I say I believe Cena's going to do the right thing.
The right thing is what?
Getting the parade. Putting Dean Ambrose over. Letting Dean Ambrose win.
It has to be Ambrose.
Because Cena get his title shot.
Look.
He's getting his match at Survivor Series.
I just don't think Dean Ambrose is the kind of person that is worthy of someone of being put over by a John Cena. Like, I'm sorry.
You think Cena thinks?
I don't think that. Like,
so like, you don't think Ambrose is worth it?
You know what I got to say about this?
No, I mean, not right now.
Can I chime in for a second?
Is your show?
Come and get some of this. Who's bad now? Who'll be bad now?
That's right. You tell him, Dream. Back in the corner.
Who'll be bad now?
The Crookness of Savage.
Who'll be
like
bad now? Who'll be bad now? Who'll be bad now? Deal on him, brother.
Yeah. Zero fucks given. That's it. Zero fucks given. I can care less. Honest. I'm sorry. I can care less. I'm
fed up, man.
I'm done with it. It's they have half a roster. They're not pushing anybody else. It's beating,
oh, of course they're not.
It's beating a dead horse. You're gonna get glue eventually. You know, it's
it just milks until Reigns comes back anyway.
Yeah.
John Cena version 2.0 comes.
Who cares what he is? You know what it is? It's again. Didn't I say this like 3 months ago? They're afraid to push the next guy. That's what it's come down to.
Yeah, which is what I keep telling Surfer, but no, I'm ignorant for saying shit like that.
Well, you're ignorant for different reasons, but this is my show. This is my show, and not the fucking rant or the call-in show. So we're not gonna.
I'm not ignorant.
I'm not gonna beat you up on my show. I don't have any reason to. I love everybody on my show.
I'm hoping they do the right thing with this guy. Man.
Keep on hoping.
All right. Scotty, did you get your streaming issue taken care of or no?
My streaming?
Yeah, you said you couldn't stream through your fucking video game.
I was just wondering if there was any way to stream through the PS4 so I could do things while I'm on the computer doing other things, like at work and stuff, like just playing around the house.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, I just wanted to see if there was like any apps that I could stream the shows and do stuff while I'm listening to it working and whatnot.
All right, listen, I got a request.
So Scott.
Hold on one second. I got a request from Ajax to play a clip. You guys mind? Give me 30 seconds? Hold on a second.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Taskmaster had an idea to go to the Euros there, but Benoit fighting back.
This is the best I ever seen when you talk about street fighting falls anywhere right here.
Right there with security. Wow. I tell you,
There's a lady in the man's bathroom. Look at that. There is a woman in the man's john right here in Baltimore. Can you believe that?
Yes, I can.
She just stopped off. They got to get some relief here, baby.
Where's it going? It's only down the laundry chute now.
I got to get some relief, baby.
Relief.
There you go, Ajax. That's for you, brother.
Lee's hometown.
Oh God, I'm sorry.
Lee's hometown.
In the chat room, so I posted the Red Fox, you big dummy link on YouTube.
Oh, you know what? I gotta open. I have the laptop that originates all my sounds.
is different from the screen that you. I have two different computers in, on the mixing board, so I have to actually go into this computer and download those clips because Matt sent me something too. So I'll have it for next show. Okay. I'm just too lazy to go in there and download it now. I don't want to download it while I'm fucking, you know, recording. So
the last time you did that, it freaking messed everything up.
Yeah, last time I did that, I ruined everything. I don't. I'm trying to be professional here. You know.
I hear you.
I'll get another call.
Scott, we some of us feel the same way you do about John Cena, but.
John Cena, I'm so glad they didn't fucking put him against Rusev. His whole Marine thing, and we're gonna save it for fucking the troops coming. And the troops beat him. Oh Jesus Christ! Somebody's got to be Rusev before Cena gets a hold of him.
All right, let's take another. Let's put another call on the line here. Miss Moxley, good evening.
Hello.
Yeah, you got to turn me down in the background, lovey. I can hear myself in the headphones.
All right.
Thank you, babe.
You heard me? You can hear me now?
I can hear you. I was hearing me, though, too. It's like, you know, when you call the radio station, you're like, hey, how's it going? And you hear the guy in the background, the same guy talking. That was me.
So. Let me do this. I'll just exit out here.
Jesus Christ. Now I hear Scott. There you go. There you go.
Okay, I had.
What's on your mind, love?
Raw sucked. I was not impressed with it, especially the Adam Rose segment with Kathy Lee and Hoda.
Oh, yeah.
Hodor.
Yeah, what was the whole point?
Well, the only thing I got out of the Adam Rose thing was that two of my indie friends that wrestle locally here were in part of the party crew. So that was I was happy about that.
Rosebuds.
Yeah, they were Rosebuds. I was happy for them. I mean, other than that, yeah, shit the bed. I can care less. Just
she didn't find the gator in the bull match. A good match?
No, she's a smart wrestling fan.
I think it's safe to say that WWE just totally dropped the ball on Adam Rose, assuming if he ever had one.
I don't know. But
where's Fandango?
Hold on a minute.
They're probably waiting to tag them two together for a fucking another loser tag team.
What? Fandango and Adam Rose?
Yeah, they're going to be like freaking new Matadors or something. Both suck it up.
Yeah. Only in World Wrestling Entertainment can you make two Puerto Ricans and a couple of Mexicans, huh?
I heard Rogan Shaker might be at Matadors.
What was that, Liz?
I heard Rogan Shaker from the Matadors.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Well, that's good. Got some flavor in her life, at least. A little sofrito, if you will.
Who's dating Alicia Fox? Who's taking that on?
Alicia Fox? She looks mean, dude. Like in real life, like if I saw her in a club,
I think Kurt hit that.
Did he? He does like the sisters too. Yeah. Didn't Kurt get arrested for messing with that chick from TNA, the dark skin chick?
Yeah, the black chick.
She fucked him up in the parking lot, right?
Oh,
Kurt.
Yeah.
Kurt's like Jungle Fever, man. Kurt.
He's got Jungle Fever.
Yep. Kurt like.
Did he re-sign with TNA?
No.
He's gone, isn't he?
No, he's not gone. He's just, you know, like, he didn't resign. Nah,
once his deal goes out, he's done.
Well, I don't hear anything. I didn't hear anything, like, recently of, like, contract negotiations or whatever.
He called Vince.
Oh, he did?
Ooh. Vince told him Triple H.
Let me ask you something. If you were to give an early scouting report on what to expect out of WWE in 2015, like what would your scouting report be?
In terms of, I think
what they should do is re-sign Kurt and have him beat Rusev. That fucking would put him over. Like that would be awesome. And set him up perfect for the Hall of Fame. It would be
John Cena versus Rusev at WrestleMania.
No, Kurt.
No, Kurt Angle versus Rusev.
I mean, if they're gonna keep this whole USA versus Russia thing, then Kurt, you should bring Kurt in there.
I would put an underdog suit on Kurt Angle.
Really? Oh my god.
Oh man.
I don't know, man. You know what? If you're expecting something great on the current product, you shouldn't be watching it.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't be. I'm sorry. Everybody here who called in right now is on the line with me could agree that it's that if you're expecting something different,
go watch something else. Go watch Cutthroat Kitchen. Go watch something else. You know.
Yeah, I agree with you there.
I'm not expecting Daniel Bryan.
I'm hoping to bring up a lot of the NXT
about
guys.
The fact that they're bringing NeNe Leakes and
Oh my god.
Like,
what the heck?
I had so much to say on that.
And that Todd Chrisley guy.
Yeah. I have so much to say on that.
All right, well, you guys sound like a 90s party phone here. Let's do one at a time.
Sorry.
Scott, what were you going to say?
I said one other thing out of 2015 is bring up more of these NXT guys. Bring up Zayn. Bring up Neville. Bring up the Ascensions on their way up. You know, bring up Steam. Bring these guys up. Move them up quickly. Let them fucking push these old guys off TV and get something new going on.
Absolutely. Rage, what were you going to say?
That fucking NeNe Leakes thing and Todd Chrisley.
Okay, now I know who Todd Chrisley is. Tony, tell me who the other chick is. She's from one of those.
She's on Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Oh, Jesus
the
Christ!
Reality show with
those cunty reality stars that, you know, only occupation is being a reality star.
Pretty much, she was on Glee for a minute. I don't know.
I don't give a damn. What does she do?
Rage.
What's on her business card?
Whoa, easy.
I'm just throwing it out there. He asked me what she's known for, you know.
Easy.
But
easy.
Mostly for being on that reality show, Phil. All
right.
But she has no reason to be in Monday Night Raw.
Raw's going to be in Atlanta. That's why.
Oh, that's why. Okay. Liz, do you think them bringing on these guests now is just beating a dead horse? Like, you know how they bring the special guest GMs and all that?
Of course.
Okay. All right.
Of course.
I thought it was just me. Me personally, I'd have the Muppets on all the time, but that's... But if I was going to go there and be stupid about it, I would just have the Muppets. I'd have the two old guys, Waldorf and Statler. I'd have them in the gallery? Yeah, I'd have them in the peanut gallery, just making fun of John Cena all night. And JBL.
Look at his shirt.
Hey, is there a show on Monday night? What's on Monday nights?
What show?
On the rant.
On the rant? Nothing. Nothing.
Yeah.
It's Tuesday.
No. Nothing yet.
Nothing yet.
Why don't we do like a Mystery Science Theater 3000 show on it and make fun of Raw all night?
It's funny you say that.
That would be awesome.
Mega Powers and myself, because I know Shining Wizards do it. They do Shining Wizards Theater. We're going to do a throwback theater one night. We're going to do No Holds Barred is the first movie we're going to do. And we're gonna, we're just gonna have everybody come on and talk over the movie while it's going.
Hey, look at me, I'm Zeus.
Are they gonna involve robots?
No. Wait, what would you say, Tony? See you who?
No, I said we talk over the movie when Zeus comes in. Hey, look at me, I'm Zeus.
Except play Sting, not Zeus.
What's that?
I play the Black Scorpion. There you go.
My kid does it so good, man. My kid does it so good. It's disgusting.
Sting.
But anyway, moving right along. So I want to get off Raw, man. Honestly, can we just wrap it up? Give me your opinions and just move on and keep it moving. I don't want to talk about Raw anymore.
Well, move on to the next topic.
If you're expecting a complaint out of me about The Rock being on, you're not going to get a complaint out of me. It was fine and all that. The thing is that Raw started off really dull. That segment picked it up a little bit. Then after that, it just went right back downhill.
Yeah.
It is.
I'll do that because I was falling asleep and then I heard The Rock, the Rusev section, and it woke me up when he came out. Right back to sleep after.
And you can hear it in the crowd. Like, the air was just totally sucked out right when the Rock segment was over.
First of all, the crowd was hot.
They should bring back...
Who's that, Tony? Was that...
They should bring back Johnny Grudge and Rocko Rock. Public Enemy.
Those poor dudes are dead. Honestly... let me tell you how I get home from work on Mondays at like 10 o'clock, so I watch Raw and Rewind. But to be honest with you, I haven't watched Raw and Rewind in like months. And besides that, even as terrible as Monday Night Football has been, that was a better game. And you had playoff baseball, and you had the end of baseball. I can't be bothered. Raw is fucking unwatchable. It's unwatchable.
You're right.
That's it, man.
Yeah, it's been taking me 3-4 tries to get through Raw, and that's fast voting, and I still fall asleep.
Yeah, I can't, dude. I try. I mean, my kid's not up that late, but he'll take him 3 days to watch it. So because he has it on DVR, but it's like he'll tell me by Wednesday. Did you see Raw? Yeah, I saw Raw like today. I watched it before you came home from school because I can't watch it on Monday and Tuesdays, the drizzling shits. And I have I DVR Boardwalk, I DVR Suns, I DVR to Flash and Arrow, and you know, I got a bunch of shit going on now, and it takes me days to watch that stuff because I work a terrible schedule, you know?
Oh, but I know. I feel your pain.
Yeah, man.
Like, how does the little man, like, how does the little man view Raw? Like, in your opinion, how does he view Raw?
He's 7. He looks for the cheap pops, you know? He looks for the high spots, and he likes the interaction with social media and stuff. Like, he'll go on his tablet, and he'll go onto the app, and he'll make the votes and stuff like that. And other than that, I mean, he's not, you know, you can't get a valid opinion from him. He's 7 years old, you know. I mean, he's smart. He'll book stuff. Like, he'll say, oh, that guy's going to do the job. I'm like, yeah, you're right. And he will.
Does he at least skip over Nikki Bella's matches and Brie Bella's?
You know what? He likes AJ Lee. So
I don't mind watching AJ. I think she has the most talent. She could put on a decent match, but other ones are just trash. You know, a Brie Bella versus Nikki Bella match? No, thank you. Seen that 10 years ago.
Liz, you've been watching NXT. What do you think of Flair's kid?
I like her. Yeah. I think she's actually better than her dad.
Yeah. I think she's
Really?
I think she's pretty athletic. She's getting tuned. I don't think her and Bayley, I'm telling you, man, NXT is the move. You got to watch NXT.
Becky Lynch, I think, will probably be up in the main roster 2 or 3 years. I think she's done a great job so far.
I really like Bayley and Sasha Banks.
Oh, they're all delicious
Nixon
looking too.
They are. Aren't
posted
they?
A video of who's that? Nixon posted a video of today on the page. Was it the one that came in with Enzo and
Carmella? Yeah, Carmella from Staten Island.
Yeah,
dude, come on, Scotty. You grew up around my way. How awesome is Enzo Amore's character?
Oh, I love him.
Come on,
I fucking
dude.
Love those two.
Come on, dude.
Just soft. I was like, what the fuck?
I'm buying that shirt. Like, dude, I'm buying that shirt. I'm totally buying that shirt next month. I'm buying it.
I want that shirt.
I'm buying it. Yeah,
I love them.
Yeah, I'm totally.
I can't wait till they come up.
I'm totally hooked on those guys, man. They're fantastic.
All right. Oh, my God.
All right.
What do they say at first? Like, before they get into the soft, is like, this is big Enzo, something like that, and you can't teach that?
Yeah. They should have a shirt that just says that. You can't teach that.
Oh, my God, yo. They're fucking dope. I love them.
Yeah, man, we got to come up with some slogans on our T-shirts, man. We need to make some money off this shit. I'm sick of losing money.
I'm a big villain. You can't teach that.
I'm done with that losing money shit, man. I gotta start doing this as a side hustle.
They have the NXT shirts for sale on their site, or
they do?
Yeah, site?
They do.
I'm Big Phil on the mean streets of Brooklyn. You can't teach that.
You can't teach
book it.
That.
Book it on a T-shirt. Book it.
Cannot teach that. So, and if you don't watch NXT on a regular, just check out the NXT cast, guys. They'll fill you in on everything. So when I miss a week and I don't watch it, I'm like, I turn that on. And they broadcast while I'm at work, so I can plug in the headphones at my desk.
I have been on a few times.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Anything else before we start closing some of you guys out and start getting into some discussions? Anything?
No.
Nothing?
No.
All right. Liz, you want to plug your show? When's your next show?
We're recording next Tuesday.
Okay.
So it might be out later in the week.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. My condolences to you and your family, by the way.
Thank you very much.
And you guys are going to be now. Is the sprint series? Is the what do you call it? The chase is on now, right? It's
yes.
Because the season's almost over. All right.
I think Homestead Miami will be the 8th. Let me just check my calendar. 1 second. I don't have a phone on right now, so. Okay, the home the final trace will be at the 16th of November.
All right, cool in the gang. All right, so definitely check that out. Check out the NASCAST, GeeksToTheIndustry.com, all that good stuff. My show is once a month on there, back the 80s show I'm doing, Back in Time. Check that out as well, cheap plugs. And Liz, thank you so much for calling in. We'll be checking you out soon.
Let me ask Liz a question really quick.
All right, go ahead.
Why do you hate the King Hendrick so much?
Why do you hate Hendrick? We just think he has like connections to the connections to the higher ups, and basically they're paying him off so he can get championships. Plus, he's an arrogant douchebag, both professionally and personally.
There you
Come
go.
On,
all right.
I mean, he has every right.
All right, there, Daryl Waltrip, relax. All right, Liz, thank you so much, sweetie. We'll check you out soon. NASCAST 500, 1,000, million. Check them out, geeksoftheindustry.com. Love you guys. Take care.
Bye.
Hendrick's the man.
All right, enough with the NASCAR. I love Liz, but we're not doing NASCAR on my show. I just want to see what was going on. Cheap plug, and that's about it. Fucking Jesus Christ on a cracker. I only watch it, like, during – I watch it, like, during the – I watch – obviously, I do the Daytona thing because I love it. And I've been to Pocono twice, so I'm not into it like everybody else is. So, either way, all right, moving right along.
My view on NASCAR is if I want to watch somebody drive in a circle and pray for an accident, I'll go stand on the Staten Island Expressway.
Oh, man. Listen, Y'all don't understand. Y'all just don't understand.
I live down a block from the expressway. It's a hassle. But bottom line is, though, I said the same thing until I started dating somebody about 8 years ago, 9 years ago, and I went to a race. And can I tell you, it was fucking awesome. And I'll tell you why. And I don't want to beat. I don't want to beat on the NASCAR. But I went to the race, and my friend brought a police scanner, and he programmed all the pit crews on the frequency. Wow. And we plugged in the headphones. You can actually hear them shit talking, which I thought was the best part about it. And you wait for a crash. Let's be honest.
That's awesome.
And you wait for somebody to crash. So.
Oh, y'all are terrible.
Well, and that's the most I'll do. But check out Liz on NASCAST, geeksoftheindustry.com. Get all your NASCAR feeds on that. And well, check out geeksoftheindustry.com, period. There's some good shows on there. But, all right, moving right along. No more Raw. I hate Raw. I don't want to talk about NASCAR no more. What else you guys want to talk about? Anything good?
You think they should have made SmackDown, since it's the 15th anniversary, a three-hour show?
Didn't they do it last night? Didn't they have so I think our buddy Nick from Maryland put up the spoiler. It looks like a good show, actually. I'm actually excited for SmackDown this week.
Oh, yeah.
You think they should have did a three-hour TV show, like a special event?
I agree. I mean, it
should have been live. I'm sorry, but I really think it should have been live.
Yeah, that too. You know what, though? It's not the – you know why did they make it 3 hours? It's because it's sci-fi, and they're doing the whole thing. Like,
cuts in there. So that comes in on after Haven.
I don't watch that channel at all. And ironically, I'm a sci-fi junkie. I mean, Scott could tell you, we're sci-fi guys.
Haven's not bad. I mean, you want to know something? Edge is probably the fucking best actor to come out of WWE in a long time.
Better than John Cena?
All right, there's
dude, my fucking nutsack falling asleep when I sit on it is better acting than John Cena.
Oh my god, 12 rounds wasn't that bad.
12 rounds?
Was that the one where you played an EMT?
Ooh,
what movie was that? That shitty ass movie where he was an EMT, John Cena. Or was it Randy Orton? One of them. Who's an EMT? They gave my profession a bad name.
The reunion?
I don't know. It was awful. I was dating some chick. She's like, let's get this movie with the wrestler in it. I'm like, oh, Christ. Please tell me you didn't. But I rented it from the Red Box. I'm like, oh, I'm going to kick you in your fucking taint. I don't want to watch these movies anymore.
WWE Films needs to shut down already, for crying out loud.
No,
they shut it down. Leprechaun Origins?
Hits. Such as Leprechaun.
All of them are almost all of them are bad.
You heard Tony C, he goes, there's hits. There were hits such as Leprechaun.
Are you looking forward to See No Evil
2? I'm not.
I actually thought See No Evil was okay. Oh, here we go. Hold on a second. All right. Tank.
Oh, shit.
Tank.
Yo, it's Big Sexy.
You big fucking animal. What's going on?
Not much.
What's on your mind there, Sugar Tits?
Yo, it's free.
What happened?
Is Fred Rogers still on the air?
Who?
Fred Rogers, Rage.
Fred Rogers, Mr. Rogers. It's Mr. Rage's neighborhood.
I don't know who the hell he's talking about or what the hell he's talking about.
Oh, God. What's going on?
Not much. Rage, Fred Rogers is a PBS guy from back from when me and
Phil... Oh, like I don't know who Fred Rogers is, for crying out loud. Don't start with me, Tank.
Oh, I'm scared of you.
Oh, well, you... Listen to me. None of this negative shit on my show, all right?
I know.
Keep that shit on your fucking
unless
show, man.
Unless it's towards the British. Yeah. Unless it's towards the British.
Oh, leave the Brits alone. Leave them alone. Stop bagging them.
Listen, the Brits can't call in and defend themselves. Ajax wants to know, were the Road Warriors two separate jobbers that formed a team? I don't think they were jobbers. They were just gym rats that worked out and they got trained. I don't think they were like they didn't do any really job. That they really didn't. Back then, he didn't have a lot of open spots for jobs, I don't think. I don't know. I have to look that up, but that's a good question. I don't even know. But
well, me and you do like the Road Warriors.
I adore the Road Warriors, but I don't think they were jobber guys. They were gym rats that were approached about getting trained, and they were bouncers, right? It was them and Barry Darso and Rick Rude. They were all in the same doing that same club, right?
Yeah.
I would love when Flair would cut a promo on the Road Warriors. That Hawk! You know... jacked up.
Phil, I have a question for you.
Sure.
I know you don't want to talk about Raw anymore, but one question. Since when did the Staten Island Railroad turn into the 4 train?
What are you talking about?
If you listen to The Rock's promo, he swam to Staten Island.
Oh.
And then got on the 4 train.
He got on the 4 train from the ferry, man, from the ferry terminal. He walked to Bowling Green.
He didn't take the ferry. He said it. I don't take the ferry. Yeah. I don't live enough.
The Rock wasn't there.
No, he was just being silly. But yeah, no, he took... When you get off the train downtown, what do you call it? There's the 4 train right down by Bowling Green.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know... And then,
but where's the 4 train stop in Staten Island?
There is no four train.
He never took a cab or re-swam across the Hudson.
Dude, are you really gonna entertain this? You're gonna pick apart the guy's promo? He fucking saved the show, dude. He saved
for a brief moment, yeah.
He did.
Dude, what about that poor sap that lost his hot dog cart last night, man?
Let me tell you something. If Dean Ambrose went to Coney Island in the early 90s, they'd fucking cut him. It'd be like right, Scott? It'd be like the Warriors.
He would last a fucking minute. They should bring back Deuce and Domino and throw Ambrose in there with his fucking slick
back
hair.
Please bring back Deuce.
I love Cliff Compton, man. Yeah. Tony and I were just talking about Cliff Compton before the break. You want to hear?
Love Deuce and Domino.
Yo, Tony C, you said you mentioned the Road Warriors and Ric Flair? Is that who?
Oh,
went?
Yeah.
Hold on a minute.
Total offenses at the Great American Bash in 30 days, looming for this man, a heavyweight champion of the world, and today on television with his tights in the ring.
You know, about a month ago, I had the privilege of turning on a television show, a Jim Crockett promotion, and a man named Dusty Rhodes walked out in front of you and Mr. Crockett, in front of the whole world, and said that he was the number one wrestling, number one sports attraction in the world today, and that he was going to grace your program with his presence. Well, today, Tony Schiavone, the world heavyweight wrestling champion, not the American Dream, not Dusty Rhodes, but the world champion, is going to put his tights on. He's not going to charge you $50 ringside. He's not going to charge you. Period. I'm going to get in that ring because there are days in my life when I like everybody firsthand to have the privilege of seeing me on national TV. The world champion, your world champion, and Dusty Rhodes, Ricky Martin, Gibson, Wahoo, Garvin, Magnum TA, everyone, you know what I'm talking about. 14 dates.
the greatest wrestling extravaganza of all time. 14 of you chasing the world championship. 14 of you wanting to take this home. Well, this lives in my house. And it's going to take a great wrestler and a great man to beat this. All of you are great, but it's going to take a real great man. I'm the first to say that all 14 of you are the best there is. But in reality, all 14 of you are the second best, because this right here is the best. One more note. Road Warrior Hawk, I know you're laid up on the beach. Tonight at 6:05 or 5:05, turn on your TV, because you haven't got the guts to be down here. If you did, you'd get your face slapped at the hands of the World Heavyweight Champion.
Nature Boy Ric Flair.
Let me tell you.
I'm telling you, if you're ever having a down day, put on, they have on YouTube, like, the best of Ric Flair going nuts. Man, it'll put you right where you need to be. I stay in the big house on the big side of town.
That's right. And you know what? It's we officially deemed Fridays a Flair for the Gold on the Turnbuckle Throwbacks. As every Friday morning, I'm going to try to put up a flare promo, because it like Tony said, it's refreshing. That is a promo.
Is it?
That's what professional wrestling needs. That's what it misses. That's what it lacks. That
Michael Hayes.
Very true.
Michael Hayes.
He's like, Ronnie,
I wear $1,000 suits. You wear jean jackets.
No, the best when he told Buddy Landell. When he told Buddy Landell, I spent more money on spilt liquor.
you made it all year.
That's so great, because
we love you, Slick Rick.
The best is when you hear,
and
like
the thing about that promo, the little ghetto black kids all in the background.
Yeah,
hey,
yeah,
they
Rick
all
Flair.
Talking.
Space Mountain, Space Mountain, Ric Flair. My God. That's fucking awesome, man. Come on, you can't get better than that. I could do this all day.
You can't get any better. I'm sorry. I love The Rock. The Rock is on the mic is gold, but Flair, he would insult you to no end.
Yeah, can we want to play one more just for shits and giggles?
Man, you can play him all night for all I care. I can listen to Flair.
Exactly. You can do it for 2 hours and call it your show.
Exactly. We got a couple of best dubs coming up in December. I'm just going to play all Flair promos. No.
Dude, that fucking lottery commercial had me dying.
It's
with
awesome.
The old lady.
I love it.
You give it to him one more time. That's who's standing here today. The world heavyweight champion. Only one. And you're looking. Oh, girls, I can't stand it.
1 second. Can you listen, before I go any further, just hear me out for a second. Guys, can you imagine if we still had the 6:05 thing on TBS? How fucked up would your DVR be?
Oh, yeah. It'd be fucking insanely fucked up.
Can you imagine that?
On Saturday evening? Yeah.
You set it for 6:05, you missed the first 20 minutes of the show.
We set up some manual timers, that's all I know.
All right, hold on a minute.
Now I gotta talk, we all gotta be quiet. We've only just begun. That's the end of it. Dusty Rhodes, don't ever make a mistake of sticking your nose in my business. If I'm down and out, I'll get up and take care of myself. So Dusty Rhodes, remember, when you walk out here, woo, talking Ric Flair, don't think you can walk in that ring and give me a hand or try to help me out and ease the tension in our relationship. Philadelphia, woo, I'm going to tear you down. Pensacola, Florida, when I get to town, we're going to treat all you women, woo, the way women ought to be treated. Because the NWA and some real men are going to take that Civic Center apart, and then we all going to be over at Rodeo, woo, driving the women wild. Miami Beach, get ready. Woo, we are on tour, and we're doing it better than anybody else alive.
Now, Buddy Landell,
there we go.
It's so hard for me to sit back here in this studio looking at a guy out here hollering my name when last year I spent more money on spilt liquor
See?
In bars from one side of this world to the other than you made. You're talking to the Rolex wearing.
That's right.
Diamond ring wearing. Kiss stealing. Woo! Wheeling, dealing. Limousine riding.
Jet flying. Son of a gun.
And I'm having a hard time holding these alligators down. Woo! There's only one. Jim Crockett, when you brought me here 10 years ago, you knew that I was going to be the biggest star of them all. It cost a lot of money to bring the real world champion on location. Because, you see, when you got the Andersons, you know, we're family.
Yeah,
only
we know.
Only and I because... and Ricky. We do it better than everybody else. Don't wrap me up.
He yelled the camera.
The national tag team champions. The world tag team champions. Ric Flair, the world champion. Dusty Rhodes, the world TV champion. The National Wrestling Alliance. We're just better than anybody else alive. One question. Girls all around the world keep asking me the same question.
It's causing all this.
They all want to know.
Yeah, buddy.
They all want to know. And my cousin Arnie's the one that put this across. They all want to know who, what's causing all this. You know what it is? Intensified beef products. You're talking about all man.
That's right.
Ric Flair.
Woo! Woo! The world heavyweight champion.
Don't wrap me up.
All right. Woo! One more
kiss
time,
the
girls.
Ring, bitch.
Flip, Ric. Woo! Oh, man, I'm on fire today.
Nature boy, Ric Flair.
You know what's even
kiss
better?
The ring.
You know what's even better about that? Is that he put the face guys over, too.
Yeah.
Like, he just got done telling Dusty Rhodes to slap him in his face, and I don't need your hand, but he puts him over, like, they're the best thing going. It was that kind of pride. And most of the stuff he babbled about as he got older. But, I mean, him and Dusty cutting promos, like, neck and neck, you know?
Oh, yeah.
The best is when Dusty Rhodes tells Baby Doll.
Yeah.
He goes, you tip, she goes, you tip, where I'm from Texas, you tip your hat to a lady, he goes, if when I see a lady, I'll tip my hat to her. And if you put your hands on this $150 hat, I will smack them lips to the side of your face. Come on, man. You can't get
that
better than that.
That was some of the best part of watching NWA back then, though. Just the promo.
Oh, what about the one... You guys remember the one, I know Tommy does, because me and Tommy used to watch him constantly when I had him on VHS. The one where he brought Ricky Morton a training bra?
Oh, yeah, the training bra. Heck, yeah. My fans are grown women. This is what your fans wear right here. He had it on the end of his frame.
Yeah, man. 605.
What the?
Would he get preempted for fucking Braves baseball?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, as a Met fan, that was terrible.
Back in the day, he probably would have got preempted, too, for NASCAR.
Yeah, that's true, too, but not often. Not often. Bob Horner looking like Dusty Rhodes, goddamn right. Bob Horner playing, Dusty Rhodes playing third base for the Atlanta Braves, if you will.
It's Dale Murphy.
Dale Murphy. Dude, I just got Dale Murphy in Stratomatic. Let me tell you something. That dude was hardcore, man. He was an awesome hitter, man.
Dale Murphy was fucking good shit.
Dale Murphy was the Dave Kingman of the National League when Dave Kingman didn't play for the Mets or any other National League team. He would fucking hit 40 home runs and bat 198.
Speaking about the Braves, my father, I'm listening to the show on the computer, and my father screams from his bedroom that John Rocker got eliminated from Survivor and he had an idol in his pocket.
Again, zero fucks given.
Yeah, that's what I yelled out.
Zero fucks given.
You should come on.
Rage, you
still
know
relevant.
You know my rule. The only time I watch reality shows is if they involve food, porn, or wrestling.
There you go.
Okay, I don't give a shit about
Survivor. You'll watch an Amazing Race?
No, Amazing Race can eat a bag of dicks. So can Survivor. Hey. So can, listen to me, my show, my show.
Come on, the Soul Surfer's on the damn.
You
on
have
the Amazing Race.
You have mistaken me for someone who gives a shit. I don't like those shows. They're fucking terrible. They're the drizzling shits. Don't like them.
Robbie E's going to be on it.
Who?
Robbie E.
On purpose?
From TNA.
Robbie E. and Brooke Tessmacher on The Amazing Race.
Oh.
They made it past the second week.
God, that's
once again
terrible. Zero. Once again, zero fucks given.
I'm just listening to that.
You know what? I think of Robbie E. Honestly,
you're a cunt. You're a cunt now. You've always been a cunt. And the only thing that's going to change is you're going to become an even bigger cunt. Maybe have some more cunt kids.
He stinks, and I don't like him.
Thank you, Jimmy. Thank you. Again,
and I know where Bruce, I know where Brooke Tessmacher can go.
Yeah, eating bags of fried dicks.
Where? Down there.
Down there.
Yep.
I want to see like a old baseball legend's house. Put like Dale Murphy and Raleigh Fingers and put those guys in a house together. I want to see
shit
like.
Are
you kidding me? I want to see some stupid shit. I don't want to see this nonsense. I hate fucking.
And when Legends House come back, Flair needs to be in that house.
If they put Ric Flair in a Legends House with anybody, they won't be able to keep. They'll have. He'll be arrested, straight up. That's the only.
He'll be fighting somebody by the end of the first episode.
You're right. You're right.
Ever?
He's the crazy legend. Who do you put in the Legends House
for years?
Oh, Tank. That's a good question, Tank. Here's a chat room. Let's do this, guys. Who would you put in the next Legends House? And don't give me fucking stupid bullshit answers. Who's got the sirens in the background?
Shawn Michaels.
Was it me?
Oh, please! I'm getting flashbacks of the hood.
Leave us alone.
That's gotta be Ray.
Oh, put the box cutter away. Close the window.
Oh, you are funny.
Turbuckle throwbacks is on, son.
I wouldn't be caught. I wouldn't be caught walking around Brooklyn at this time of night.
You're damn right, because they'd cut you. And I put now. All right, let's do this. Who we put on the Legends House? We got Ric Flair. Legends House 2.
Flair, Piper,
Shawn Michaels.
No, it can't.
And Bret Hart.
Well, here's the rule, Tony. See, we can't have guys that were on there already.
I want. Okay. Was Heenan on there?
No. Well, Heenan can't even walk, dude. He can't even talk.
Yeah.
He can't walk.
Let me, we got Flair. We got Flair.
Steamboat.
Maybe Steamboat's a do-gooder, so maybe. Sheik, Iron Sheik, good mistake.
Yeah.
Okay, so we got Sheik. We got
Bret Hart.
Bret Hart. Okay, Bret Hart. Who looks like an old...
If you got Bret, you got to put Shawn in.
Shawn Michaels, Don Morocco, Jimmy
Snuka.
You can't put Jimmy Snuka there because he might kill somebody's girlfriend.
You know what, dude?
Shawn Michaels was already on Legends House as a guest, but you put him back?
He was a guest. He wasn't a resident.
Right, I'm just saying, really he kind of filled in some pipe that episode.
Maybe.
You know what would be really crazy to put on Legends House? Bruno.
Bruno wouldn't go for that. Bruno's not funny.
He wouldn't go. I know he wouldn't go for that.
Jake Roberts, maybe.
Teddy Long.
Maybe Teddy Long. That'd be fucking awesome, Teddy Long.
I'll be honest. If Warrior was still alive, I'd have him on.
Bundy. Well,
Scott Hall or Kevin Nash.
Scott Hall, Kevin. Bundy. Pastor Sadell said Kamala, but Kamala needs another foot. He can't get around. We got to get Kamala a fucking prosthetic. He can't be like walking around
fully.
Like that. Who?
Is Ole still alive?
Ole Anderson. Oh, dude, yes.
No,
ring the bell. Yes. Coco Beware,
and
Bob
Dusty.
Orton.
Has Dusty been on?
Dusty has not been on. So how about, all right,
yes,
so Sheik.
Dusty.
Oh, we got to pick six guys, all right? Is it six guys, was it? All right.
Mick Foley.
No, hold on. So we got Flair. Flair is definite, right?
Yep.
Dusty. Flair, Dusty. Sheik.
Ole.
Yes. That's four. Give me two more.
Michael Tony Atlas.
No, guys, don't you pay
me
attention?
The Tony Atlas.
No, don't you pay attention?
Tony's been on.
Oh, Tony Atlas has been on.
Yeah, I know, but you need the Tony Atlas type.
You don't need a Tony Atlas type. He's a freak, that dude.
Rocky Johnson.
Rocky Johnson. We need character. Butch Reed's a character.
I said Bret and Shawn.
Bret
the last two.
So Bret, Shawn, Dusty. Oh, man.
Flair.
Yeah.
I was going to say Marty Jannetty.
Captain Shin Splints. Kevin Sullivan. Oh my God, I forgot about Sullivan. Good call.
Oh yeah,
dude, we should have
Kerrigan.
Yeah, good job, Kerrigan. Mega powers today.
Kerrigan.
How about
if JR was still around, you think he would be in the next Legends house?
Yes,
possibly. You know what I would do? I would do a Legends condo. Put them all in a fucking complex.
What?
Yeah. Why not?
Like old folks. Like
we're in the middle of the city.
Like no, like in the middle of the beach, like fucking like Three's Company style shit. Like you have like the dirty old man, like Mr. Ropa guy downstairs with the like, Iron Cheek. You'd have like a whole. You could be like a sitcom almost. Come on, knock on my door.
Yeah. I got another one.
I kind of would pick.
What's that?
I think we should pitch that to them, man, because the people they're picking, you know, it needs to be for us to watch, man. We need to find a way to.
Would you watch a Demon's Legends house?
No.
Well,
you got that now with Total Divas.
Exactly. Not true.
Yeah, see, that.
What'd you put on there, though? Trish, Lita, Sunny, Sensational Sherry.
Dude, that would be Sherry's awesome. Dead. Do like the geriatric fucking, the old Divas. Put them all on, and Sunny's a fucking disaster.
Sunny's a
hot mess.
Sable on there, Brock gonna come through and tear the whole setup.
Dude, he.
At least you'll see Brock on TV at some point.
I gotta be honest with you, man. How bad does Sable. How bad does Sable's pussy look? First she got tore up by the wild man, Mark Merrill, right? And who found God all of a sudden.
Was there a pic of Sable?
And then Brock tears that pussy up? Are you serious? That's gotta look like roast beef down there. Are you serious?
Didn't she have a kid with Brock?
I don't know. I think he forced her to have a kid. I think he.
Yeah, they got a daughter.
He knocked her up before she even had sex with her. You're going to have my kid? Yes, well. And all of a sudden, like, immaculate conception type of shit. Yeah, Missy Hyatt. I would put all those fucking fogies in there, man. I would put all
you
those.
You said Missy Hyatt?
Yeah, why not? She, dude, her and Sonny would be fist fighting. You see Missy Hyatt lately? She looks like.
And have Booker T hosting.
You in there too?
Missy Hyatt looks like. Remember that movie Mask? That movie Mask.
Oh, come on, man.
Yeah, dude. That movie Mask. The kid with the deformity, yeah. The deformed face.
Rocky Dennis.
Yeah, let's
put Booker T in the next Legends house. Yeah.
But you could put Booker T in there. See, Booker T's too. He's too much of a company guy, though. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You got to have guys with personality. Like, guys that would be, like, you know.
Like Sheiky Baby.
Yeah.
And
Sheik has no. Sheik has no filter, dude. You think we're bad?
No filter.
Sheik
has. All right, how about this? Since Vince McMahon is a Hall of Famer. Do you think Vince would do it?
No way. Nope.
No.
Vince won't do it. I put since Patterson was there already, I put Briscoe in there. He's a funny dude. I would put a bunch of old fogies in there, man. But the Legends condo, that's my pitch. The Legends condo. Put it like in the middle of fucking Boca. It's a retirement spot in Florida. And let them Yeah.
Vero Beach.
Are they gonna have that chick from the last. Mind you, I didn't watch a single episode of Legends House. I'm not really that interested in it, but
Legends House was the fucking shit.
Wait a second. I gotta put you on blast for a second. You didn't watch any of the Legends House, but you'll watch Amazing Race and Survivor? Really?
Exactly.
It's that kind of party with you?
Yep.
Why are you gonna
I'm just saying, like,
why are you taking shots at Suburban the movie?
Because you were sitting here booking Legends House. You'd never even seen the first one.
I know. I've seen bits of it, not all of it.
See, we're never gonna have nice things. Never.
It's not. I mean, it's just. It's not for me. I'm sorry. It's just not for me.
You might as well be a Brit.
Ajax said, "Have Flair call a bingo game." Nicole Bass, Terry Reynolds, Francine, Colonel Rob Parker. You guys are out of control. China. But she's a man, though. So would you put on Legends House or would you put on Divas House? With that form?
Legends House.
Would you put Nicole Bass in the
Divas House? No, they should actually mess it up.
She's a man.
Tommy, we
transport her ass.
Tommy, you live near her, man. You go. You know exactly where Nicole Bass. Nicole Bass is about.
So do you, fucker.
Nicole Bass.
So do you.
Nicole Bass lives. No joke, Scott. Nicole Bass lives about 5 blocks from where my mom lives. I'm gonna send moms over there and be like, "Yo, excuse me, what are you doing? You want to go in the Legends condo?"
Yo, my mom's gonna keep Nicole Bass in like 2.5 minutes.
All right. That's awesome. Cold, that's it. Legends Condo. That's it. That's how we're doing. All the old divas. Deborah, China.
You got screwed. No, they should actually mix it up. Have both men and women.
No. See, now you're being silly.
Why not? Because
you watch fucking awful Survivor shows, and they do that. They have that code. We have to survive, and we have to build a hut. Meanwhile, they're really.
But when I'm saying that, I'm not thinking on Survivor and The Amazing Race.
You know those shows are fixed too, right? Like, you know, did they be giving them like vitamins and supplements and shit, right?
Maybe.
Those Dancing with the Stars.
Dancing with the Stars. Please.
I don't watch Dancing with the Stars.
Please, I don't want to talk. I hate those shows. They're awful. God help me. Oh, all right.
I'd be surprised if Hogan does it.
Who cares? He can break another hip. Thank God. Please do it. Sorry, Tony. I'm sorry. But. All right. So that's it. We'll have Legends Condo and we'll have a Divas House. That's the two shows I'm pitching. Expect my email tomorrow, Mr. fucking Levesque. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking
Mr.
about.
Mr. Levesque.
That's what
don't
I'm
think about the hockey seat. We're going you back get, to real you names.
You get that big paycheck. Don't forget about the little people.
Little people? I hung out with you, bro. You're not that little. All right, there, beef. All right, beefy tits. Speaking of beefy tits,
eating 24 slices of pizza.
Speaking of beefy tits, I got a surfer hit me up on Saturday. All right, and he's going to be in town for the Comic-Con this week.
Are you going to meet him?
I told him I'd try. I can't guarantee it, but I said, "You going to jump on those dollar buses?" He was like, "Yeah." I'm like, all right, well,
brace yourself.
It's all right, well. All
right. That was a convention, but right to the last shit, like 2 minutes from my house on November 1st, comic convention at the college over here.
I haven't been to one. I went to one a few years ago, and I was Tom Morello was there. A bunch of guys were there. You know what? It's cool, but like, you know, it's too many people, and if you buy a lot of stuff, you can't, you know, you can't walk around with it. It's like, it's just ridiculous.
Well, I mean, like I said, it's 2 minutes from my house. It's the first one they're ever doing in this area, so it's going to start off small.
There you go.
I mean, I'm going to go because I've never been to one, so might as well just go and check it out.
Yeah, take plenty of pictures. Take plenty of pictures. Make fun of the fucking cosplay people.
Oh, I am. Yeah. I'm going to make fun of everybody. The 501st.
The 400-pound guy dressed up like fucking Wolverine. Yeah, look at you. Look at you, dummy. Look at you, you big dummy.
That's mean. Uh oh.
It's not mean. It's not mean. I'm 3 and change. You ain't seen me dressing like fucking Gambit. Yeah, look at the fat guy
if
in overcoat. The
fucking black leotard to go with the blob. Period.
I mean, like
skinny jeans.
Your skinny jeans, man. That's not cool. I mean, I would dress up like the Juggernaut, or I would do like the Blob. I would do like Colossus. I would do like Darkseid. You know, I dressed up as Bizarro a few years ago. That was pretty cool. But like I ain't going as.
You gotta know yourself to do that. You can't, like you said, you can't be the like dressed like Wolverine when you're like 600 pounds.
Yeah, but you can't do that. Because I'm gonna go to the show and dress like Wolverine. You know.
Every girl wants to be Slave Leia, but yet, I'm not really.
Yeah, but Slave Leia. But when you're dumpy, you can't be Slave Leia. When you got a fucking dumper. When you got
you're 350, you can't be Slave Leia.
I like the big girls, man. Don't get me wrong. I love big girls. But if you tell me you can't dress like that in public, you can't. It's not right.
They come a woman will dress up as Mystique at one of these.
They do all that shit.
Full
man.
On.
They do
like,
that.
Full on.
They do that. They do that. I'm telling you, they do that. It's not right.
I want to see them butt ass naked.
I don't know.
As Mystique.
I got a message for Tony C.
What's up?
A question for Tony C. Have you ever met Surfer?
No, I'm here in Florida.
No,
I have.
Rage met him, and so did Lee.
Well, I have.
He appears to be a really cool dude from just listening.
I'm sure he is. Everybody's cool, man. Yeah. Nobody.
He has the magic satchel.
Oh, yeah. Boy. You better brace yourself.
He's got a magic satchel. What's in that?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
The Legend of Zelda.
Some of everything.
I don't want no part of that brouhaha, you know what I'm saying?
Meaning Surfer is an event.
All right. All right, I'm going to start wrapping this up, fellas.
Okay.
Yeah. I was going to say I'm about to bounce off of here, let you guys do your thing.
Scotty, good hearing from you, man. We miss you, man.
Yeah.
Oh, my work schedule's been going crazy.
I hear you,
I've
man.
I've been working a lot of overtime. You know, it's that time of year. I got kids. Christmas is coming.
Dude, yeah. Being a grown-up sucks. Trust me.
Oh, I got a freaking grandkid due on Black Friday, so how about that one?
That's awesome.
Granddaddy Scott?
No way.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, man.
So, it's been crazy around this household.
All right, that's there, Dave Batista. Have fun with that.
On that.
What's that?
You got a C-Nation t-shirt you saving up to get?
Oh, hell no. I got my CM Punk fucking shirts waiting for that kid to grow up.
Yeah.
There you go. All right, Scotty, good looks, man. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, you guys have a good one. Tony, been real. Race, you still there? Tank, yes, take it easy, fellas, and all in the chat.
Hi, Scott.
Later.
That's Scotty, man.
Okay.
I haven't heard from Scotty.
My closing comments are going to be, Flair had a good run with the title for those couple of years until he lost it to High Spots.
Okay. That's a decent statement. I'll vouch for that. I mean, I don't care. I just like up until 2005 I love Ric Flair. After that, I don't like floppy tits, crazy Flair. I don't like him drop kicking and elbowing his suit jackets. Unless the one thing on Nitro was awesome, by the way. That was when he blew up and he told Bischoff, "I'm already fired. Fire me." When he brought the
fire,
horse,
I'm already fired.
It's
fire. I'm already fired.
I love
you
that.
You are no good, son of a bitch.
That stuff is cool. I dug that. I dug that. Yeah.
And remember, Phil,
I swear to God,
Terry Bollea is better than Ric Flair.
What's that?
And remember, Terry Bollea is better than Ric Flair.
Well, I mean, he's more popular than Flair. He ain't a better wrestler.
Yeah.
That's just...
Thank you, Tank.
You're
Thank
just
you,
delusional at that point, but, you know, it is what it is.
Thank you, Tank. We owned Ric Flair.
Who
owned him.
One you word guys have a good night.
All right, Tank, I'll talk to you soon.
Yep, bye.
All right. All right, Rage, closing comments while me and Tony C wrap this bitch up.
Get yourself a bag of Five Guys peanuts.
What's that?
Five Guys
and get yourself a bag of peanuts.
I ain't paying $7 for a fucking shitty hamburger,
man.
I
want to go to Five Guys and get peanuts.
What the hell is that?
Five Guys peanuts. I got this. I got.
You don't have to crumble the bag in a. You don't have to crumble the bag in a fucking in a microphone, dude. I don't need sound effects. I have enough sound effects here, man.
Sorry, I mean this shit is good.
All right, so all right, I'm having Pepsi. You don't see me fucking popping a bottle and fizzing it on you on the air.
Oh my
you know?
God!
All right, brother. I'll talk to you on Saturday, I guess, when you guys yell at each other about John Cena.
Yeah.
All right, I'll talk to you later. Oh, Jesus Christ, Tony C. What are we going to do with this guy?
I don't know, man. I don't know. Just.
I don't know. I don't understand. Lost.
I don't know. I'm like Tony Schiavone. I don't know. Or Phil Rhea. I don't know.
I just go straight
to hell.
I try, man. I stick up for him all the time, but he keeps, like, he's that...
Digging himself without...
Yeah, dude, I love that kid. I hear so much, like, passion for what we do. I just, every time he says something silly, though, they bury him, and it's like, oh, every time I listen on the way home on Tuesdays, I'm like, oh, man, they're going to bury him now. That's why we can't...
Yep. As he sets it up.
I don't get it.
Just got to think, my man. Just got to think before you speak. And then it's... I try to tell them it's okay to have no comment sometimes. Just don't say nothing.
I don't get it, man. I don't get it. I try, man. I stick up for him, and I do. All the time I stick up for him. And I was like, never mind.
Oh, we see that you do, man. We appreciate it.
I try, man. All right,
allow me to ride shotgun with you and play some Mega Powers.
Dude, thank you so much, man. Mega Powers handpicked you. He's like, oh, he sent me a message. You gotta get Tony C on for me. I'm like, all right, whatever.
And I appreciate you and allowing me to fill in for him, man.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, wrapping this bitch up. You get some cheap plugs out there. We got t-shirts, man. ProWrestlingTees.com/Turnbuckle Throwbacks.
Shout out to our boys at the Shining Wizards Network, the Midnight Jury, the Neckbreaker Guys, Apex Wrestling Entertainment, Pro Wrestling 101 with Just Incredible, the Inconclusive Breakdown Podcast, 2.5 Wrestlers, and my brothers from another mother, the Shining Wizards. Shout outs to the Geeks in the Industry guys, geeksintheindustry.com, NXT Cast, The Bloke Show, The Chat Down with Dan and Dan, Mega Powers is calling into them, The Nerd Port with fucking Ronnie, Right Report, Metal Thunder Radio, Tattoos and Touchdowns, Ham Radio, Wrestling Soup, Don Tony, Kevin Castle. You guys all know the deal. You got The Rant, of course. You got us, The Rant on Tuesdays, Wrestling Colon Show on Saturdays, What Are You Reading on Sundays, Jake and Sweaty Show. That's the new joint right there.
Yeah, Jake new addition to the family.
Yeah, and of course, the Lex Experience when he chimed in with his podcast. Tony C., any closing comments when we wrap this up, pull this train in?
I just want to say thanks to Phil and the Turnbuckle Universe, and you know, screw the Brits.
Chat room is all
Mega Powers. One love, man.
One love. Thanks.
White Lightning.
Thanks for thanks to Rage for calling in. Scott, Liz Moxley from NASCAST called in. This is great stuff, man. Sir. Everybody called in tonight. Was Tank called in? It was awesome. Chat room was awesome. And you guys are wonderful. Dave will be back next week if he didn't bury any Japanese chicks with that body bag I gave him. All right, guys. Have a great...
back, Mega Powers. Be safe out there.
Yeah, be safe, man. Stay up. Stay up.
Avoid the bull.
Yeah, throw your sets up. Avoid the bulldogs. Throw your sets up, man.
Exactly.
Good night, Tony. See you. I'll see you soon.
All right, man. All right, Phil.
Good night, brother. All right, guys. I'm out of here. From the alligators to the alligator city right here, Ric Flair, there's only one. And I don't care if it's Tokyo, Japan, Greensboro, Richmond, Charlotte, North Carolina, Asheville, Atlanta, Georgia, Charlotte, LA. I'm the man that's making it possible. To make it out the ice cold streets of the city. Gotta politic your situations like Clinton. If you chase power, you ain't gotta chase women. So take some advice, take cash over ass. When you get money, you ain't gotta take shit. So long as you broke, she ain't gotta take dick. Capiche? Now you know what motivates your beach. Capiche? Pay the mortgage or the pussy up for lease. Capiche? Church ladies going gaga for the Gucci. Yeah. Got two Nicki's Minaj's for some Louis. Yeah. I'm with the keys, get acquainted with Alicia. And every other girl named Rihanna wanna meet ya. They in it for the money, got the swag of the features. Pretty parasites might suck you like bitches. Just some information for a student from a teacher. Real life shit, I'm Mike Bigger, nice to meet ya. Gone. At Delta, the girls call me Cool. At Eastern, the girls call me Slick Rick. And all the other women around the world just say, oh, there goes the man.